Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah. Like I always do about this time, welcome everybody to the show, K1's Internet Radio. And yes, I'm reloaded! Drums, please. K1's Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizz. And thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Sweet. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Had a great weekend, all-star, all-bash weekend with my homies Team Shreds, you dig? My K100 people came out to support us, you dig? So we gonna, you know, so we had a great weekend for the team, for Chance Entertainment, for Five Diamond Music Group, for Worldwide Records, K1's Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? We shut down the little strip club with the show and everything, and then we had a little click get together. So it was great, man. It was just great fun, great food, plenty of liquor, plenty of weed, plenty of women. I'm just saying. Great weekend. Welcome everybody back to the show, episode 187. She's just one of the guys. But we'll get into that. Wanna remind everybody though, we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio. All right, Facebook.com/K100Radio. That's the letter K dash the number 100. Follow me on Twitter. I haven't made a Twitter page for K100 Radio yet, but still, follow me on my personal page, at Blizzm, B-L-I-Z-M. Of course, I'm the host, CEO of Chainless Entertainment, you feel me? Team Shreds affiliate, you understand what I'm saying? All right, we're doing big things over here, man. Respect my fucking conglomerate. We're going to be talking about some crazy shit tonight. Also, it's Monday, so you know what that means on K100 Internet Radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah!
That's right. Mashing motherfucking Mondays. One more time.
Yeah!
It's where I let my callers call in and vent their frustrations about things they might have seen over the weekend or from the last Monday.
Yeah!
And you can go ahead and tell me whatever you want to talk about on that one. Just real quick, tell me what the hell that pissed you off. Pretty sure somebody's going to say the lazy stripper dance. I'm just guessing. It's a guess. I don't know. But they might. Anyway, moving right along. The phone lines are already jumping, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and get into the thick of things, all right? 347-934-0966. Oh, but before I go, of course, you know, K100 Radio is a place where you can get great talk, you know what I'm saying, great conversation, but it's also a place where you can get some great independent music. All right, with that being said, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist and you want to get your music played on K100 Internet Radio, send it to K100Radio@gmail.com. K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the official email address for the show. Send it in an MP3 format, and I got you. Just make sure it's some good music. Of course, you know what's going to happen if it sounds like shit. That's the mundo. All right? So make sure it's some great music. You know what I'm saying? Don't send me anything that you wouldn't want to play in your damn car. Why the hell I want to play it on my show? I got love for you, independents, but step your game up. Step your game up. 757, you first on the line, so I'll get you first. Hold on. Let me go ahead and break down the synopsis of the show because I got people on the phone lines. Also, I got an in-studio guest tonight who was adamant about being here for this show because I guess she seems to think it's about her or something.
I don't think that.
I don't know. The homegirl Key from the K100 group is here for episode 187. She's just one of the guys.
They ain't never looked at me like that.
Whatever. So I got in the studio guest with me. She's going to be in here co-hosting with me tonight. You feel me?
Mm.
I'm pretty sure we're going to have a... I know one thing we're going to have a difference of opinion on. I'm pretty sure my callers... Callers, you're going to side with me. Even the ladies. They're going to side with me. Watch, you see.
I'm going to fuck.
You see.
I'm going
to
fuck.
So? Okay.
I'm still a lady.
So what?
I'm still a lady.
Oh, well, yeah. And that's what we're going to get into. You know what I'm saying? You can still be a lady. You can still be a lady and be quote unquote one of the guys. But I got a major question. I'm going to tie into that. All right. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show and jump to the phone lines. For those of you who've just tuned in for the first time or never heard the show, this is the breakdown that I send out all over Facebook or wherever. And it basically breaks down what we're going to be talking about. And then we're going to open up the phone lines. All right. So here we go. Episode 187. Let's pop it. And I'm reading now. I have a lot of female friends, all right? And I'm not talking associates. I mean friends. Straight up homegirls. You know what I'm saying? When I say friends, when I say you my friend, that's my friend. That means if anybody fuck with you and I'm dead, nigga, I want everything I love. I'm not with it. You know what I'm saying? So I got some female friends, all right? Straight up. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure I'm talking about associates, friends, but I got some female friends, all right? Most of my friends now are males. Most of my people I consider friend, my ride or die. You know what I'm saying? My ride or die Cody. They males. You feel me? I got my niggas. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's from high school jit shit. You know what I'm saying? That's family. You know what I mean? You know, I got more male friends than female friends. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm a real nigga. It's how it go. But I do got some female friends. All right? There is, of course, a physical difference between those friends. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the obvious. Duh. All right? And supposedly, there's supposed to be a mental difference. But, and I have one or two friends like this, okay? Every now and then, you have a female friend that is just like one of the guys. You know the one. All the dudes think she cool, fun. They don't necessarily want to screw her, but then again, they would if it came down to it. They may not necessarily try to get the pussy, but they would. You know what I mean? Because the female is like one of the guys don't necessarily mean she has to be ugly. There are some attractive females that act like one of the guys. So they really ain't trying to fuck her, but they would, though. They would, though. You know what I'm saying, fellas? Fellas know what I'm saying. Anyway. This female that we're talking about tonight, this female is most comfortable around men. All right? She doesn't hardly have too many female friends. All right? Because she doesn't have too much in common with them except a few physical attributes and clothes. Mentally, they're not the same. She's cooler with the guys. She likes the guys more because they don't gossip as much. Real niggas, not you bitch niggas. You know what I mean? They're not overly emotional and sensitive. You feel me? Not you bitch niggas. Real men. Okay? You feel me? And so, thus, women who are less emotionally and can detach their emotions from actions, you know what I'm saying? They tend to be the kind of female that hang around guys. A lot of their homeboys and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, go out with them and they have a good time. They prefer to be around the dudes. They got their one or two female homegirls they've been cool with forever, but not a lot of them. All right? I'm reading on. What? Can I finish this synopsis before you start disagreeing? Anyway, damn it. But mentally, she's more like one of the guys. Mentally. All right? When she goes out, it's with the fellas. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. When she deals with men, the way some men deal with women. You know what I'm saying? That's what she is, all right? Now, as men, fellas, I gotta make sure I make the separation from real men to bitch niggas. As men, most of us, alright? We like our women to be women. You know what I'm saying? We like our women to be women. We like emotions from our women. Not drama. Not to be mixed with drama and overbearingness, but we like our women to be emotional. We like femininity. Alright? We like the things about women that make them and not us. If you ask most men, I think...
take advantage of it. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. If you ask most men, we got plenty of people online, so we'll figure it out. If you ask most men, they want their chick to be a cool chick, a fun chick, but will often stop short. They will often stop short of picking a chick that is quote unquote one of the guys. That's because, keynote here, people. That's because We don't want to wake up next to one of the guys. So you're not the chick that feels like she may be like
I'm
one of
the
guys.
I'm not the chick that you don't
want to
wake up next to.
Episode 134. Here go the question. Oh, that's it. That's it. 134. I'm at 187. I was looking at something on my screen. My bad. I was looking at something on my screen with the number 34. Episode 187. Okay, here we go. Here go the questions, then we're going to the phone line. question number one. Do you know or are you a female that has been viewed as one of the guys, and what was it like? Now, you say that, but we may have people that call into the show, people that may be on the phone line tonight that may say, oh, shit, that's like one of the guys in relation to you.
They might.
They might. Okay.
But I think I don't fit that whole description.
Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make a woman less attractive or more desirable to be put in this category? Does it make a woman less attractive or more desirable to be put in this category? Question number three. Do women that only hang around men mostly have a better chance of finding a good man, or does that distort their view? Because question number three is key. Question number three is key. Because I want some of y'all to pump y'all brakes, because women, some women will say, shit, that's how you get to know niggas. That's how you quote unquote get to know niggas, but that's also how you get to become less trustworthy and think that niggas play so many motherfucking games because all you hang around is niggas. You the chick that always say, can I finish my point? You the chick that always say, you the one that always, not you, I'm just saying, women that generally be quote unquote generalized as one of the guys, they say stuff like, all I do is hang around niggas. I know the games niggas play. I know niggas. Niggas can't fool me. So then they tend to take that and they take it too far. You feel what I'm saying? And they turn into one of those niggas ain't shit, all niggas play games type of shit. You feel what I'm saying? Just because she hangs around with a lot of guys and she thinks she knows guys that well. Question number four. And this is a two-part question, separate for the men and the women. Question number four. For the men, would you want your woman to be the one of the guys type of woman? Would you like that? You feel me? Now, I ain't necessarily saying she got to be ugly or nothing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But just one of the guys. You know what I mean? Come on, fellas. You know what I'm talking about. And for the women, question four is, do you want to be viewed as the homie to your man? Do you want to be viewed as like one of the homies too to your man? You feel me? You want to be viewed as that chick that's so cool she can just hang around all the niggas too? Because goddamn it, she just that cool? Or do you want to be his lady where he puts you in a separate category where he separates that? I'm not saying your friend, because you want to be a friend. You want to be a friend with whoever you fucking with. They need to be your friend, especially if it's a marriage. It ain't going to work if that's not your friend. And if you're one of your best friends. You feel what I'm saying? But that's between you and y'all. Y'all two. So there's a distinct difference. All right? So those are the questions for episode 187. All right? We're going to go ahead and jump to the phone lines. If you're on the phone line, make sure you hit the number one on the keypad so I know that you want to talk. All right? I got people with their hands up already, so we're going to go ahead and jump to it. Episode 187. Where did 757 go? They were the first caller. Now they gone. They can't wait 10 minutes on the line?
They might have to hang up. Or they might have dropped the call.
Oh, they call back. Because 757 is not an area code I get often. That's the Virginia, though. That's Norfolk. I know that. But I want to talk to them. I don't get too many Virginia callers. But we got Billy Bad Phoenix on the line. Billy Bad Phoenix, what it do, homie?
What's happening, man?
Thanks for calling the show, you dig. Now I got your phone not open. And also, since I got my in-house co-host with me, I got Key in here with me tonight. I'm going to ask y'all questions.
I'm good. How you doing?
All right.
Cool.
Also welcome Billy Bad Phoenix to the K100 group. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
I added him to the group today because he calls this show very frequently. You know what I'm saying? So he's been added to the group today. You know, so you get some of the behind the scenes and continued conversations, homie. Membership
pass.
You're going
to figure out who you're talking to in a little while.
Membership has its privileges. All right. So, the homie's on the phone line, all right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. So, let's get to it. Episode 187. All right. Billy Bad Phoenix. Question number one. Do you know or have you ever been around a female that has been viewed as one of the guys? Like, you ever had one of them chicks around your camp?
Yeah, I do. I got a real close friend, one of my closest friends, as one of the fellas. You know.
Okay. All right. Now, first question I got. Now, you got to be honest with me. You already know that's the first question. Because that, I'm going to tell straight up. What she looks like do have a determining factor in a lot of the stuff that we're talking about tonight. All right? So let's not play games like that. Doesn't matter. What does she look like, homie? Scale of 1 to 10. Give it to me.
1 to 10, she is a 6.
Okay, so 6 is kind of... I fuck, you know what I'm saying? But like, I ain't gotta fuck, you know, I ain't really pressed to fuck. That's what 6 is all. You'll fuck, but you ain't really pressed to fuck. You know what I mean? You don't really become pressed to fuck until you get 7 or better. After 7 on up, you wanna fuck. You try to fuck. You think about fucking. You know what I mean? You pursue the fuckers of the 7s and on up. 1 through 5, and 6. 6 is the borderline. 6 is where she can be so cool that she either A,
she start looking a little better,
or A, she just falls into that friend category forever. You know what I'm saying? You can have a pro. It has the pros and cons, ladies. Pros and cons. All right. So Billy Bat Phoenix. You got the homegirl. You said you've been around a person like that. Okay. How is that? How does that work? You feel me? When you go out with her or whatever, how does that work? How do you view your friendship with this chick?
Man, we pretty much talk about everything, you know. She called me about her man problems, you know. I talked to her about my female problems, you know.
Uh-huh.
We talk about everything, you know. We club together whenever we get the chance to go out. We drink together. We got high together, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's my ace right there.
Have you ever fucked her?
Yeah, we messed around. We did.
Okay. I got to ask these questions because these
questions.
Yes, because this shit matters, whether or not you've had sex with them. You feel what I'm saying? But they can still be the homegirl if you've had sex with them. But, you know what I'm saying? They can be. So, when you
Still maintain the friendship.
Yeah, you maintain the friendship. She's like one of the guys or whatever. Okay. Could you ever be in a relationship with her?
No. And we had to understand it. We both seen that, you know, because our personalities are... Even though we have a lot in common, we're totally opposite. You know, she sees that we're not going to work out, we're not going to fit, and I see that as well. And pretty much, even though I say she's a 6, you know, she's like one of the coolest people you will ever meet. She says she don't like something, she keep it real with you. You know what I'm saying? You know,
uh-huh.
I known her since the 5th grade. You know, so she was to me, she was keeping it 100 when we was growing up. You know.
Uh huh. Okay. All right. All right, let me jump to question number 2, and I got some more stuff. Does it make a woman to you? If you see a woman, okay, let me ask you this. Was she the home girl before you fucked her? Were y'all cool and hung out and did all that kind of stuff before you had sex with her?
Yeah.
Okay, so did that influence in any way your decision to have sex with her? In any way?
It was more of a mutual thing, man. You know, it was more of a mutual decision. I mean, shoot, we first started messing around when we both got drunk and high together. So, you know, it was just like, shoot, she wanted some, I wanted some, and we was right there. So it was just like,
shoot.
Under the influence. Most first time fucking comes under the influence. Come on.
Yep.
Come on. Most of the time, your first time fucking somebody, you know, it's generally under influence. Y'all done had a couple drinks. A little something, you know. Okay. All right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All right. So you were friends with her first. Y'all was cool. And then y'all went there. Now, you got to be honest with me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a better chance? Look at her as a female first, all right? Look at
right.
her and answer this question right here. Would she have had a better chance of actually... kicking it with you on a sexual level or a relationship level, either way, if you would have just seen her, or was it the fact that she was so cool and you felt so comfortable with her, that's what made you attract to her, made you want to fuck with her? Which one?
It was more of option B. You know, if I didn't know her from a here to a can of paint, then physical appearance, it wouldn't have happened. You know, but our history together and the fact that, you know, we did so much together. We were so cool. You know, we took it there, but we had that understanding too. So if we just like met for the very first time, nah.
Right. So ladies, If you want that dick and that nigga acting funny with the dick like he don't want to give you the dick, maybe you should try being his friend.
But she was a sis anyway.
Huh?
She was a sis.
That's what I'm
saying. I mean, that's what got her from right.
So what you're saying is, Keith, because she was a six, she felt the need to be the homegirl.
I didn't say she felt the need to be. I'm just saying that.
Are you saying that chicks that are ugly? Are you saying that chicks that are less attractive tend to be the homegirl?
No, I'm saying chicks that are less attractive tend to get the dick off their personality. Because men, men, y'all are visual creatures. So when you look at her and you see something that you're not necessarily attracted to, she get a better chance from you getting to know her.
Yeah, basically 7 times out of 10, you know, most guys, and you know, I fit myself in that category from time to time too. You know that we basically judge a book by its cover.
So, exactly.
Without even reading the book and seeing what she's about. So.
So after he read the book, he's like, let me throw a couple credits up in there.
Okay. So basically, the friendship. No, but the friendship. The friendship is the reason why she. He had a chance to even have sex with you ever, because you probably wouldn't have went for it anyway had you not became her friend, right?
Pretty much.
I'm asking.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping it 100. You know, pretty much.
Right.
But overall, throughout the 15 years we know each other, you know, it's like, despite the fact that, you know, no feelings got involved and no, you know, why you ain't call me no more after you just gave me this, that. You know, she wasn't like the average female this day and age.
Uh-huh.
You know, she basically stayed in that friendship position as well as I did, and we still remain tight to this day. You know,
okay.
I give my life for her. You know
let me
what
ask
I'm
you
saying? So,
let me ask you this. Question number 3. Do you think, now this is just an opinion question, of course. Do you think women that only hang around men mostly have a better chance of finding a good man, or do you think that this distorts their view? Like, say, like if she asks you all, if she hangs around you now, this is one thing I gotta ask you, because I don't really know your situation, but does she hang around you and other guys too? Like, or is it just you, or are you just the one male friend that she has that she's cool with? That matters. We're not talking about the chick who has the one male friend. We talking about a chick that when she go out with 4 or 5 niggas. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? All the time, like she just hang with dudes.
No, it don't distort her views at all. You know what I'm saying? She think more like a man than she think more like a woman. Of course, yeah, she's still been married to this day.
Stop. Now we're pretty, now this because this is where it's all gonna hit the fan, basically.
It sure is. About to hit it.
This is where it hits the fan. Right here, you said she thinks more like a guy than a woman.
Yeah.
Right.
Good for her, bad for y'all. That's what that boy does.
Okay. Whatever you say. That's how you see it. Let me ask you this, homie. Let me ask you this. We men. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how you feel from a woman's perspective. She's gonna say that's good. It's good if she think like a man.
Not always like a man.
But the problem is
what she does
you can't
with
separate
it is
it
up
all
to
time.
Her. What she does with it is up to her.
You can't separate it off the time. That's the problem. Would you rather, Billy Bad Phoenix, question number 4, would you rather be with a woman that has the one in the guy's mentality where she think like a man, you feel me? Or would you rather have a woman, you know what I'm saying, that thinks more along the lines of a woman, a female's line of thinking? You have to take the pros with the cons, which means if she thinks along the lines of females, okay, let me break down what I'm saying to everybody. Pay attention, all right? If she thinks along the lines traditionally of women, she's less prone to cheat because that's not what the women do. That's the line of thinking that's how most women think. They don't want to go out and cheat on their man. They don't want to fuck around and fuck a whole bunch of dudes.
Let me finish.
Traditionally, for the most part, that's the woman's fucking line of thinking, all right? On the flip side of that, you can have that in a woman. Also, though, if you're going to take that line of thinking, she also comes with the woman. She's also probably going to be the kind of woman who
may nag.
She may nag. You know what I'm saying? She may be a little overbearing. That comes with that territory. But that's when you have the actual, the more feminine kind of woman. That's what these kind of women think and do. They're generally those kind of women. You feel what I'm saying? They need a little more attention. They're a little sensitive and everything. But they don't have the quote-unquote nigga mentality, the nigga gene. They're less likely to have the nigga gene. Women who are quote-unquote one of the guys are highly prone to being affected with the nigga gene. It is. It may not happen all the time, but I'm going to keep it 100. Women like that do have the nigga gene. They have a nigga way of thinking and seeing shit. You feel what I'm saying? All right? So the question here, right. when I ask you the question, all the men on the line, for that question, is you got to pick and choose which one of these kind of women do you like. The homegirl, that's the cool chick, she free and everything. You can go out to goddamn 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever like that, probably without too many problems from that particular chick or whatever. But she also is the type of chick that feel like, more than likely, if you get some outside pussy, she going to go ahead and get that outside dick. Okay. That get that dick. She's that bitch. Okay? That's her. Because she got the nigga mentality. You feel what I'm saying? So now, again, to all the men, and to you, homie, would you rather want the woman to have the one of the guys? Would you rather kick it with a woman that's kind of like one of the guys or the average chick, a woman that's really not like that, who's really, she goes out with her female friends and she's more feminine and all that. And she think along the lines of women.
Yeah, I take the feminine, dog. You know.
Why?
That clashes, you know, when you have two people who have the same mind frame, you know, you have to have a little bit of balance there. You can't just run out of it. You gotta have balance, man.
You said a good word. You gotta have a balance, and that's with anything. Even if you got the chick that she might be around. Like I grew up with all men, so yeah, they put me up on game early, but I still think like a woman. I know how to balance the difference between the two. Even though I was raised around a bunch of, and they were some dog ass niggas, but that just taught me to see the difference between a dog and a good nigga. That's all. I don't think all of them dogs.
But did you,
that
but,
just teach me how to know.
But do you think along the? But do you think along the lines of? Do you think along the lines of men?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, yes. However, it's never been a problem in any of my relationships. My main relationship is not a problem. Now, if you're trying to date me, it might be a problem. Because some of the shit you're trying to do, I'm like, nigga, for real? Really?
So you're looking at it from a perspective of you recognize game. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm looking at it from a perspective of a personality trait. The type of women who are the type of women that hang around guys like that and get viewed often as one of the guys, their personalities a lot of times are.
But I already said I don't fit the cat. I don't fit your description. Of,
oh yeah, we got well,
one
well,
of the guys. I don't even fit that description anyway.
Okay. We're gonna
you would fuck her, but you kind of not. I'm not her.
Well, no, that's
I'm
no,
not.
No, that's not an attraction.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm saying, I got a question though, Key. Like. Okay, say if you was in the mall with a bunch of your homeboys and you see a dude that you're attracted to and you're expecting him to approach you and he's going to see you with a bunch of dudes, he's going to assume one of the two. So, of course, that's at first glance.
But see,
so
with me,
of course, he's going to know that you're one of the, you know, that you're one of the homies, but, you know, of course, he's going to see different in his eyes, but he's not going to approach you because of the fact that, you know, you're in that circle.
Well, like I said, there's where I don't really fit the description because I don't even, like, hang out with a lot of dudes. Like, I have guy friends, but if I go out most of the time, it's with females. So that's why I say I think I found that happy balance between the two. I don't just have five niggas. I'd be like, hey, y'all, let's go out. Let's kick. No, that don't happen with me like that.
Okay.
And so you're not going to catch me at the mall with five men. I'm like, why the fuck am I here with five dudes? I mean, I got my homegirls with me.
Okay. Well, as a woman, would you rather be viewed as the guy's homie or his lady?
Well, I guess they've always viewed me as a lady. So I had a home trait. They still view me as a lady. I'm like I said, the homie love a friend. You know what I'm saying? I found the balance between the two. I know when to turn it on, when to turn it off. I know when you got somebody, you want to sit down and just talk like you talk to your friend. You can talk to me like that. But then in the same token, if you ain't feeling good, you need me to come rub your head and fix you some soup and be your lady, I can do that too. It's not like I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm like, nigga, fuck that. You know, you a man, suck it up, go fix your own shit. That's not, I found the balance between them.
If you can find the perfect balance, I guess.
So I've always been viewed as a lady. If I ask any of my exes, if they have to put me in a category, they gonna put me in a lady category.
Okay, so you don't. So you just feel like you simply don't fit.
I don't fit the homie. I can't put myself full fledged in the homie category because I just don't fit that category.
Okay. So Billy Bat Phoenix says he definitely wants his woman to be more of the lady. He doesn't want the homie. If he's got to sacrifice a little bit of nagging or whatever, which is basically what the assistant would. If he's got to sacrifice a little bit of nagging and then, you know, some female emotion, he'll take that over the woman that feels like she's just one of the boys. Right?
Yeah, yeah, I would.
Okay. That's essentially what this is all boiled down to. Now, this is my disclaimer. This is the side question. This is like the, not the side question, but the thing that I was alluding to earlier when I said, if a female, this is how I feel, right? If any of you women on the phone lines listening, and of course my co-host right here for tonight, all right, I'll tell you like this right here. If you really want to be in long-term relationships with a man like that right there, me, and I feel like me and my homeboys and a lot of guys, you understand what I'm saying? And like Billy Bat Phoenix said, we got more guys in line, we're going to get to them. I feel like it would behoove you, even if you are the homegirl type, if you really want to get into a long-term serious commit relationship with a real man, we don't like that. We don't want you as our woman. You feel me? If you're the chick that feel like you're just one of the guys, if that's you, we really don't want you as our fucking woman. We don't want to come home to you. You feel what I'm saying? You cool and all, we'll fuck you, but we really don't want to come home to you every day.
Exactly.
Now, that's just the fucking truth of the matter. We may laugh with you and joke with you, whatever, but
I agree with that.
We don't want to come home to you every day, simply because if you really feel like you're one of the guys, at some point, you're going to overstep your boundaries as a chick. You're going to step outside your box, the box that we don't want our woman stepping outside of, period, point blank. Just because you're one of the guys, you're going to do some shit like, oh, I'm one of the motherfucking guys, so I can do it. I'm one of the homies. And you feel like you can do it, but at the end of the day, no, the fuck you can't if you're my motherfucking woman. But the problem is, Keith says she has a happy median, but, okay, that's what she says.
My relationship's been long-term, so.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you. You feel me? That's what you said you are. That's what you said you are. But for the purposes of this show, I'm telling the ladies.
You say I got the nigga gene, but that's okay.
You do have the nigga gene.
I know I do. I have it. It's out.
You know what I'm saying? You have nigga gene. All right.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know you, so I know you got the nigga gene. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know this whole spiel about. I mean, yes, you. I don't doubt that you rub your man's head and bring him some soup if he's sick. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm inclined to not really go back and forth
with
you about it.
My thing with me is it depends on our relationship. If me and you, depend on what level we on.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why.
Question number four. Specifically says, you know what I'm saying, you know, would you want your woman, you know what I'm saying, your relationship?
I ain't never had no problem with a nigga not want me to be his main chick, ever. Ain't never had a problem with that.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Okay. So, if you want to be the homie lover friend, I mean the friend chick, you feel me, and be one of the guys, just keep in mind that real niggas like you and everything like that right there, but, if you show too much nigga in you, niggas don't want to settle down with you. Period.
Yeah, Let me say that again.
If you show too much nigga to a nigga, the nigga don't want to settle down with you. Let me say that again. So I make sure it's coming through the fucking speakers clear. If you show too much nigga to a nigga, it's going to make a nigga not want to settle down with you because he don't know if he can contain that nigga.
That depends on how much is too much. That's all up to perception.
Personal preference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Every show on K100 is opinionated. You know what I'm saying? Every show on K100 is opinionated and on a case-by-case basis for everybody that's talking. All right? But if you show too much nigga and you show you want to be so much like the guys too much, that will in fact indeed jeopardize how other men view you and take you seriously as a potential real mate. It don't really sway us when it comes down to who we gonna fuck. You feel
no,
what I'm saying?
Sway, y'all.
Yeah, it has absolutely nothing to do with it. We'll fuck the homegirl.
Y'all fucking right.
But anyway.
Three, nigga, you'll fuck a three.
No, I don't fuck threes. Now,
you will. You probably don't fuck a three.
I ain't fucked a three since I was goddamn.
Okay, but
18.
You have. I said have you. Yes,
I was 18. Nigga, I was fucking ones at 18. You get the fuck. I was out there. Crackheads counted one. They were sucking my dick, so that means I fucked the one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was sucking. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
So I used to do all kind of wild, crazy street shit. So, yeah. You know what I mean? So, what? Negative one. I was in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But now, being a grown-ass man, no. And we can count back 10 years and follow me and holler back at your boy on that. All right, so, you know what I mean? So, you go through the repertoire. You're going to find nothing under a six. All right? So, been a bad finish.
Yes, sir.
All right, homie. Stay on the phone lines, all right?
Oh, you forgot something, man.
What? Oh, my bad. It's Monday.
You need to stop.
He's ready. He's ready. He ain't let me go back. Go ahead, homie. Mash Motherfucking Monday. For those of you who don't know what Mash Motherfucking Mondays is on K100, every Monday you're allowed to call into the show and just vent about anything. It's only on Mondays. So we call it Mash Motherfucking Mondays. You can be like, man, guess what? This shit right here just pissed me off. I want to mash this motherfucker. So Billy Bad Finish, who you want to mash?
Man, I want to mash Camden County Sheriff's Office, dog.
What happened?
Real quick.
All right, Saturday night, went out to the bachelor party with me and my old roommate, you know, so you get married this weekend. You know, We come back across from Florida to Georgia on 17. Okay, I see cops doing the speed trap. So, you know, I passed by the first cop. Next, you know, the second cop passed me, want to turn around and pull me over. Same cop that pulled me over, same cop that locked my other roommate up. So, gave me sobriety and everything. I passed the flying colors. And the minute I get back at city limits, another cop want to sit there and stop me. Now, 5 minutes later.
Uh-huh. Did you go to jail?
I'm just like, dude, no, I sure didn't. I'm still here.
Okay. Well, if you didn't go to jail, I'm going to mash them anyway because I just don't like pigs. Yeah! We know that. That's K100, public information. Don't like cops. Don't like none of them. They might be cool. They might be the cool cop, but I don't give a fuck if your brother's police or your husband. Yeah! They all pigs to me. That's my standard operating procedure over here. But I will, in fact, mash the police. You don't even have to ask me to mash the police. You can just say I had an encounter with the police and I would have just automatically get mashed on K100 because they cops. That's how it works over here. So you're basically mashing them for just pulling you over twice in the same night on some fuck shit, right?
Over in a 5 minute period. Some good old boys.
And there you have it. All right, homie, stay on the line.
Yes, sir.
Jana, who's copping? Did I see T. Lewis? Then Michigan girl. Did I see Shay? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. I got my co-host in the house with me tonight, Key. Episode 187, Jana. What's poppin'?
Hey, Blizzard. Hey, Key.
Hey, Jana.
What it do? What it do? What it do? Jana, you know, do white girls get treated differently when they want the guys?
Actually, my brother is with, like, he's married to one of a guy kind of girl.
Does he love her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves her.
Has he ever cheated on her? Is she attractive?
Yeah, she's attractive.
Does he treat her like a lady? Does he open doors for her? Does he talk sweet to her? What?
Men do all that for me.
You know what I'm saying?
He still does all of that. Yeah. They've been together like over a decade, so three kids later.
Three kids. That's all right. Mm.
Well, you know, a chick, I don't give a fuck how gosh,
yeah,
none of y'all, that maternal instinct, all y'all want to have a kid, even the hardest chick want to have. That's why gay women go get this shit shot up with stranger semen to have babies. Y'all all want to pop a baby out, even if y'all don't even like dick. So that goes without saying. No motherfucker how much one of the guys you are, all y'all want to have a baby. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you don't want to have a baby, you really an extreme chick. Something wrong with you. When I meet chicks who say they will never want to have kids, I walk away from them. Something wrong with her. I'm going to say that again. And I can do a whole show on it. When she say she don't ever want to have kids, nigga, run. She is not the average woman. She is not wifey material. I will not ever, ever put her on my homeboy or anything like that. Something wrong with her. We know somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong with her, though.
Something wrong with her.
At the end of the day, no matter how fine she is, you know what I'm saying? No matter how fine she is, there's an issue
she
there.
She is.
You know what I'm saying? There's an issue there. You know what I'm saying? There's an
some
issue
men
there.
Like that, though.
Yeah, some men like that, but the average guy, you know what I'm saying? The average guy really, really. Okay, Jana, let's get into it. Episode 187, question number one. You already answered that one. You already know a one of the guys type of female or whatever. You said your brother's wife, your sister-in-law, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do other guys in the family ever treat her any differently than they treat, like, the other women? Like, do they sit around and they be like, oh, you know, you women go in there, and if it's Thanksgiving and y'all have family Thanksgiving dinner, and everybody's over to the house, and all the ladies are in the kitchen, but she's the only one who doesn't get the slick remarks about, don't you got something to do in the kitchen while we all here watching football? She can sit down and watch the game with y'all. I'm kind of thinking white right now. So,
I don't sit there with y'all and watch the game.
Well, then you're not
like, I'll cook and then go upstairs and y'all can eat and let me know if y'all need some refills on phone.
Okay, so you're not one of the guys then.
Just saying.
There's lots of females that are like that, though. That's not even necessarily that is, quote unquote, one of the guys. You know, there's females like that.
Does she get treated differently, Jana? By the men in your family? Yes.
Maybe by some of the women, baby, by some of the women. The men, though. She don't get treated differently by the men. She may get treated differently by some of the women.
What do you mean get treated differently?
Okay, this is some crazy shit. Like, my other brother, he has a girlfriend or whatever, and she just cannot stand her, like, for whatever reason. She doesn't have a reason.
Because the man like her, that's why she can't stand her. With her foo-foo ass, you know, because she's so pretty and this and that. It's like, oh, she's such a lady and the other girl's such a dude and bitch, kill yourself.
But, like, it don't make no kind of sense because, like, we're all family, right? So, like, any kind of family function, you know, we're going to greet each other. We're going to give each other handshake. We're going to give each other some hug, you know, some love, whatever. And when she goes to my other brother and, you know, she greets him, she just, like, the other, his chick just, like, it. She just, like, loses it. And she just, like, she'll throw all kinds of tantrums and whatnot.
Well, that might be a person.
That's the one y'all like. They like that one. That's the one. Get the one to throw.
No, because now it sounds like you're describing her and she could just be a bitch. No one likes a bitch.
The ladies, a lot of those are bitches.
No, what? No, 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 no. Being a fucking lady does not constitute being a bitch.
I didn't say all of them.
What are you saying?
I didn't say all of them.
I wouldn't say most of them.
Okay.
I wouldn't say most of them.
What you call a bitch and what we call a bitch.
Because you got some of the wannabe goddamn one of the guy chick that's like bitches because they fucking. You like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you're a woman, it's a bitch, you can be a bitch.
That's a good point because that girl I'm speaking of, she used to try to be, like, one of the guys because, like, she was, like, trying, like, all in love with my brother and whatnot. She was just, like, always at the house, always with the guys, always trying to go
and
to the club.
And it wasn't even her. See, she's trying to fake it till she make it.
Yeah, basically. Hell yeah.
Okay. Question number two. Do you think it makes a woman less attractive or more desirable to be put in this category? So your brother's sister, and I don't know how you should answer about your sister-in-law, but anyway, for the purposes of this show, does it make her look less attractive when she's being all acting like one of the guys? Do you think it makes her look like less of a woman from woman to woman?
Maybe a little. Not really, though.
Maybe a little.
Just that she's just too involved. Like, maybe at times that she's just too involved in, like, you know, the women, you know, that may not like to sit down and watch the game or whatever. You know, you got to have, like, be equal about it. Like, a balance. Have a balance. You know, it's okay to be out there, you know.
Gotta have a balance.
Watch the game and whatnot.
When to say when. A lot of women can't do that. I do understand that.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Right.
Listen to what I'm saying. You got to know when to say when, but I'm fucking telling you that the women who have just who are like halfway, they will tend to overstep their bounds and not and forget when to say when.
Yes. Ladies can overstep their bounds.
Okay.
So, I mean, what are you saying? Okay. Ladies can overstep their bounds too. When they so mad at your ass and they all of a sudden they get to stick and point their finger in your fucking face because they all emotional and they want to throw some shit at you, that's overstepping your motherfucking bounds, bitch. That is. And I got nigga in me, but I don't test no man like that.
Okay.
So.
Well, we already had the Obama said knock you out episode.
Okay. So, what do you say? I know more women that can
well,
say
I would,
ladies
I would,
that would
I would
be
tend to argue. I would tend to, but you know, I would tend to argue with you, just being real, that it's a greater chance of a woman doing some shit like that to you if she is feel like she wanted the guys. If she feel like one of the guys, she gonna feel like she can talk to you like any kind of way.
No, but
more
a lot
more
when
so
I'm
than
saying
another,
when
another
a lady thing. Does it, she might does she a lady does it out of emotion. The one you saying got the nigga, her she doing it like you said, cause she feel like she one of the niggas. But neither one of them at this. I don't.
We're not
text,
talking
I'm
about you personally.
I'm talking about me. Because you asking about the question, so I.
So you personally, okay?
Me personally.
So you personally, so you're not one of the. So you're not one of the guys. I'm waiting.
I got a nigga in me, but I ain't one of the homies.
Okay. Question. Jenna, do women that only hang around men mostly have a better chance of finding a good man, or does that distort their view? For everybody that's on the phone lines, welcome. I'm gonna move it up because we got more people calling in. I'm gonna pick up the pace. We got about 10 people raising their hand almost, so I'm gonna go ahead and pick up the pace. But for the people who listen on the phone line who just got here, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling K100. For question number three, do women that hang around men mostly have a better chance of finding a good man, or does that distort their view? This is where I feel like I can infuse Keith. Now, she may tend to disagree, but this is the question that I feel like applies to my co-host here for tonight. Keith has a distorted view, my opinion, of men. You know what I'm saying? She may be able
distorted.
To.
Distorted?
Yes, yes.
Distorted or true?
Distorted.
Out of here.
Distorted.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You see me right now. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm talking about? But anyway, she has a distorted view of men. Because she has the nigga gene. You feel me? Now, true indeed, she may be the type that can cook clean and take care of her man and all that kind of. So that doesn't make her one of the, like, straight up wearing a jersey, you know what I'm saying, eating nachos on the couch while the Super Bowl is going on. Talking about, did you see that fucking play type of chick? Which is, that's the extreme, but we're talking about those chicks tonight, too. But what I'm, and being a sports fan doesn't necessarily constitute you being one of these chicks. But what I'm saying is, I think that a lot of women who only hang around mostly men, or hang around mostly men who feel like they're one of the guys, they have a distorted view of men, which means they think they really know niggas. They think they really know men better than they. And so they be like, look, I know. I already know how y'all motherfuckers is. So you let that control your thoughts and actions when it comes to something that may apply to your relationship. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
What do you think, Jenna?
Because you've never heard me say I think y'all, I know y'all. I was raised around men, but I still was with women. They just put me up on game early. I saw a lot of shit. I don't think I have a distorted view of men at all. I just think that some of the shit y'all do, it don't surprise me. It's expected. And some of the shit you try to pull, yeah, I'm not really going for it. But that don't mean, like, you, because, like, I'm not one of the women you've ever seen. All these niggas ain't never dogs and ain't no good men. I'm the total opposite. I know a bunch of good-ass niggas, and they treat me well. So you can't really even put me in that category. If I do have a distorted view, it must be a good one because I know how to pick them.
Yeah, well,
I'm not the female
not
you talk to be like, I know all these dog-ass niggas.
No, it's not about you
it
picking
it. It got a lot
guys.
To do with you.
No.
You know it's something
about I'm talking
about
the way
you
just, in general, what now?
The way, what you know about men and things that you may, you're not so naive to, that makes a big-ass difference. Because you can see certain shit before it happens. A lot of women, since they don't know, they always picking the wrong motherfucker and be like, why I keep meeting all these dog-ass men? Why they just
so you saying
treat
the
me
fact
like
that
this, treat me like that? Because they don't know. They so lady that they so naive to certain shit, and that's why they be fucked up in the end. They feelings always hurt. They heart always getting broken. Cause you don't know. You so naive about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now
what?
Let me
go ahead, Jenna.
Put in my comment.
Go ahead.
Okay, I do feel where Keith's coming from because I too was raised around a lot of men, saw a bunch of shit, you know, whatever, whoop de whoop. And, but, you know, some men, you know, I'm not saying all men, but some men, you know, when they do see the female with a lot of men or whatever, or hanging around a lot of men or whatever, they do tend, might feel a little bit insecure or that it could get another level. It could get
intimidated.
No. It's not insecure. You. That's what women like you think to call it. Insecure. No, the fuck he ain't. He ain't no insecure nigga. He already knows exactly what he want, and it's not you because that mentality that you got. It's not being insecure at all. It's just the fact that he know he don't want to goddamn.
But then why even be with her then? Why even be with the woman if you already know from the get go what she's about?
Say what now?
I'm saying why would anybody even be with the woman then? If he already knows from the get-go what it is you know, like,
I'm telling
why,
you, that's what I'm telling her.
Why even,
we don't choose
why
that
even feel like, why even feel like, oh, okay, well then, oh, I can't deal with this. They either know what the hell they're getting into before they get into it, or they find out later on. Either way.
Okay.
But the point that I was trying to get to is that that boundary could get over. You know, you could overstep your boundary. You might go overboard a little bit.
Right.
You know, women
who tend to have been one of the guys. Well, those kind of women, I think sometimes they may do it. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that they're going to do it, though. It doesn't guarantee.
Anybody
it's not an exact
sign. Even the ladies. So, like I said, I mean.
Okay. So.
People overstep their bounds all the time.
Jana, last question. I'm going to go to the next caller. As a woman, do you want to be viewed as your man's homie, friend, or more so as his lady? Which one is more important to you?
Well,
which one is more important?
You ain't have a relationship if y'all ain't friends, but if I had to pick one, it would have to be his lady.
Mm-hmm. You want to listen to me? Guys want both, but we want the lady more.
Okay.
We want you to be our lady more than our goddamn friend. I'm telling you. All right, stand by. Next person up, T. Lewis. What's happening, homie? Hold up, T. Lewis. Jana.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Oh, yes. Please. Okay, I just want to mask these motherfuckers that think they can swing open their doors and scratch and mark up my motherfucking charger like nothing. Mask their motherfucking monkey ass runtime for me, please.
Damn, they messed up the charger?
Yeah!
Second time she done mashed somebody for that.
Man, stop parking so close to the motherfuckers. Double park if you got a nice car. Fuck that. The fuck out of here. Double park. You just saying.
I do. Shit, I park way the fuck far away from people. And that's because the shit, one time, it already happened at least twice because I came out to the car and I find a little mark and whatnot. But then this one dude, he's on the side of me. He just blatantly fucking swinging on his motherfucking door. He got a big ass motherfucking truck. So he's just like, oh, the wind, oh, I don't know.
You should say, oh, give me your motherfucking insurance card, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, stand by, Jenna. Stand by. T. Lewis.
What up?
What up, homie? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Phone lines are bunking, shouty. Phone lines bunking. Shout,
yeah,
buzz,
my one opinion to myself to the end of the show.
Say what?
I got one thing I'm going to say. I'm going to keep to the end of the show.
Why?
Because.
Say it now.
Because we need to get
the
callers out the way. It's a lot of people on
the phone. Okay, fine. T. Lewis, what it do, man?
Yeah. Chilling, man. What's going on?
What's going on? He's in the building.
Sound like y'all don't recover pretty well from the weekend, so.
Barely.
Well, we basically had Sunday to recover. Because we balled out Friday and Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Sunday was recovery day, even though it wasn't for me because I was busy as fuck all day Sunday, so I really didn't have no recovery, but I'm drinking again right now, so. Episode 187. T. Lewis, do you know any females that has the view that you could view as like one of the guys? Are you friends with a homegirl? Do you know a chick like this?
Yeah, I knew a few of them, actually. When I was single, I was.
What you think of those shit?
And the funny thing is, though, this is the thing I have, and I guess it's probably going to answer one of your questions, though. I always thought it was something wrong with chicks that hung around more dudes than they hung around females. And in this case, it was like 9-1.
Uh-huh.
Nine
yeah.
dudes every
uh-huh.
one chick that would hang around.
Yeah, that's
uh-huh.
too much.
That was kind of weird. But the funny thing, though, is they was all like, on a scale of 1 to 10, as far as I look, they was all like at least 8.
Uh-huh. It's a fine
so,
with that.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, too. It's but sometimes that's because you can't really, you got to choose one because a lot of women be jealous. If you look nice, you attractive.
Come on.
We already had that show, too.
Come on.
A lot of women are just, for real. Like, a lot of women don't want to
be around.
Hang around
a lot of niggas, man, because you find so you hang around most of the niggas. Come on. All you gotta do, you know what you do when you that fine? Build a motherfucking glam squad. Do us a favor. Please, ladies. If you fine, do us all a favor, us guys a favor, and find 4 other motherfucking fine bitches that's cool to go out with.
That's the thing. Find 4 other fine,
you know
cool, find cool bitches and all y'all can hang together, right.
Right. So you admit that when attractiveness comes. When you're attractive, y'all got some issues when you, because y'all so.
Some women do. It's hard to find a whole group of fine ass women and they can get along and not be jealous, and that's hard to find.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I gotta agree with that one, because most of the females that don't talking about.
What do you get
your
fact,
Desiree? They all have
problems with females though.
It's weird.
They have problems with females,
so. Okay. Fine. All right. So let me ask you this: out of all of them chicks, would you have ever considered being in a relationship with any of them?
With a couple of them, yeah, but then after I got to know them, I was like, I don't think so.
Why not? After you got to know them, what? What did you find out about them after you got to know them? What was wrong with them? They looked good. What was wrong with them? The nigga gene.
One of them had that, and at the same time she liked drama, which was kind of strange because you don't see
that's
both
crazy.
in
that bitch is crazy.
It was weird because I don't know how she was able to pull it off. It was like half and half. I mean, she had nigga jeans and then
bipolar.
Yeah, it was almost like that. Then the other
so
chick, she just like dude, just take her up though.
You a crazy bitch? You can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's much.
All right.
too many things.
But then the other chick, she was just looking for a dude to just take her up. Really, is what it came down to after I got to know her. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just to do
like,
what?
Her up, cake master. Does it make a woman? Oh my god! Yeah, of course they do. Cause you're the cake master. You got that mind. You like the Pied Piper. You just blow your whistle and cake niggas just come out of the air. Question number two. Does it make a woman less attractive to you or more desirable, homie? When they're in this category, do you? You said there was eight. Did it make them look even finer because she's so cool and she feel like one of the boys too? So did that make her more hot? Or did that make you feel like, yeah, she's fine as hell, but damn, she acts like a pooper?
At first I thought it was cool at first. But then I was like, it kind of, they still look nice, but I was just like, nah, they just fell into the friend category. They just fell into the friend category to stay there.
Okay. All right. Do you think that distort their view? Do you think women that only hang around men have a distorted view? Those chicks that you know that hung around the fellas, do you think they had a distorted view of men for the better or worse? Keith said it's good.
Well, for me, because I know, you know what I'm saying? I didn't take what I learned and use it as a negative way towards. I don't look at men like all men act like an ass. I don't think that at all.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I know stuff about men, but I don't. That just means I can tell when a man is a good man and when a man is a dog ass nigga. That's the difference. I didn't use mine in a negative way. Like I said, what you learn, that's, and with anything you learn in life, it's with how you choose to process it and how you choose to relate that to what you're doing.
So, but for the purpose of the show, I would contend, and this is my opinion, of course, and it's everybody's opinion, I would contend that the women who have the one who feel like they just one of the guys, they use it in a negative light more.
And you might be right for the most part. I'm just speaking for my own personal self, but we know I'm a rarity.
Okay, so
I was waiting to hear that. I was like, it's coming. Here it comes.
You already know I am.
So, uh-oh. Hey, T. Lewis.
Do you think
it distorted their view or not, man?
I think it goes two ways, but I think it more sort of distorts because even though they hang around a lot of dudes, the ones that I've seen, and I've seen a lot of them, they still make, like, mess up decisions in dudes, though. It's just like, dang, you know how they think, and then you still, I'm like, what is that about?
They don't know how to learn.
Yeah, they don't know how to process whatever they learn from hanging around all these dudes and still pick a lane. I don't get that.
I don't know necessarily how that happens. But then again,
you have ladies, quote unquote ladies, that do the same shit. You keep picking the same dumbass, dog ass niggas every time. Like, you don't learn.
Some people are stupid. I was about to say, some
people just dumb as hell. Some people naive. Some people just flat out dumb. Some people just ignorant about certain shit. So, I mean, it's kind of hard. You can't really group it all into one thing as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Last question, homie.
Yeah.
and you're a guy, so it goes to you like this. Would you want your woman to be, quote unquote, now this is your woman now, you got to live with this person, you know, you planning on being with this person forever. In most relationships, you don't really plan to break up when you get into a relationship or why. Some people do, but I mean, we're not talking about those assholes. But for the most part, you're in a relationship with a chick, you're trying to make a go of it. Do you want her to be one of the guys to have, you know, kind of, you want her to be cool like that, like one of the fellas? You want her to be your friend, or do you prefer her to be more of your lady?
Actually, I'd rather prefer her to be more my lady than anything else. Cause,
that's
why
I'm getting the one woman.
We're three for three. I'm just trying to help out the women who be around here talking about some, oh, I'm just like one of the guys, you know what I'm saying? And, but I'm trying to get y'all to understand that, ladies.
That's why you never heard me say I'm like one of the guys. I might act.
Even though sometimes
you
don't.
I might act like it sometimes.
So what the fuck, bitch?
But
okay,
you ain't never heard me say, like, oh, I'm one of the guys.
Let me make this shit perfectly fucking clear for the slow motherfucker. Even if you don't think that you're one of the guys or see yourself as one of the guys, if you act like one of the motherfucking guys, I don't give a fuck what the situation is, people to see you like that.
Do you think I act like one of the guys?
Say all the, you can't, you have your moments. Say
I have
so,
my moments,
you have your
okay.
Moments. So,
is it the majority of the time or some of the time?
It's some of the time, but it still
okay.
Happens. So, say la vie. Say la vie. We got, as a guy, like I say, now you may not act like all the time. You act like that, we be like, but we can, a guy can look at you one way a whole bunch of times. You can be like, right? A guy can have
one thing change your whole opinion, but guess what?
Yeah, but I mean, it happens.
Stick it up your ass.
Cause everybody has assholes, so you can do the same
everybody.
Thing. All right. So the point is, you know what I'm saying? If a guy, if you one of these type of women, you feel me? And you got that a guy can look at you and just in that instant. Make an opinion about you. I'm not saying change who you are, change your personality, or anything like that. The point of it is, and I'm really trying to help the ladies. Just keep it at 100. I'm trying to help the ladies. I'm here to give game. This is what I do to my niggas and to my females. If that's not how you want to be viewed, let me finish the fucking point. If that's not how you want to be viewed, if you think that that's something that you know you really not like, you know you really not like that, it would behoove you to not do it. It's just really that simple.
But you
it's
really
like
are.
A nigga too.
That's
niggas,
why you
niggas, say what?
But you really are.
But you really
not
are
like that.
That's
so
the point.
You not
so that's what I'm saying. If that's the point, so even if you sit here telling me that, yeah, I ain't like that. I'm not that. I don't feel like I'm one guy. But then you say, well, yeah, I might do some shit that's like.
I have some moments. I have my moments.
Like,
yeah.
You.
Okay, just like a lady might have moments. She a bitch. I mean, everybody got moments when they do some shit. But I guess with me, it ain't never stopped messing for me. I ain't never had no problems. I don't have half the problems most females have when it comes to men. Don't have half of them.
Well, you've been in a relationship for 10 fucking years, so you
okay,
can't.
Oh, and that's why, because I was a fucking
20.
Lady.
Like
I was
just,
a lady. Even before that.
I'm saying, though.
I was still
if
a lady.
If somebody's been single for 10
even
years, you've been in a relationship
that.
For 10, you can't
okay.
Compare it.
Why you been single for 10 years? What the fuck wrong with you? You're a quote unquote lady. Why the fuck you?
I don't know.
Right. Okay. Why I was married and you were single then? Shit.
Somebody can say, why the fuck are you divorced and they still married? It
because he didn't know how to treat a lady.
We've had this.
So now you done brought the nigga out.
We've had
so sign
oh,
the paper.
Oh, now I'm digging
the
nigga.
You didn't know how to treat me as
there
a lady.
Nigga.
Exactly.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
That was my motherfucker.
That was
you my motherfucker.
That was
you don't
my
give
moment.
A fuck. Fuck how much you love this nigga. Fuck 10 years, nigga. Fuck the cheering, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I'm done.
You can't treat the lady. You can't treat Key the lady
there
right. So now you get Key the nigga.
And
so
the point is,
it's up to the nigga what side
is,
you want out of it.
When we niggas, we
what
sit back and
want.
We watch it. We know what
and
we
they
know.
Can watch, but obviously, when the ones watching me, they've been good with it. So, hey.
Yeah.
Well,
like I
well,
said,
well,
that's the problem that a lot of women have
well,
with
yeah.
Me.
Go ahead.
Well,
the gene
just came out. We just saw the gene. But
damn, live on the air.
But this is what I will say, though. This is what I will say.
Right now,
even though that gene just showed itself,
hold on. It's people on the phone line right now that really don't listen to my show that much, and I don't know how much they listen to it or whatever, so it's some new numbers on here I don't really know. But we know what the fuck Key is. I know what the fuck she is. You feel what I'm saying? She just sit over here and try to fool these people and say she's the perfect blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the motherfucking day, we know that she has a lot of one of the guys in her.
It depends on what part
you
bring out. Like I said, it depends on what
it's
part
there.
You want to see.
But one thing I will say, just like, I mean, it's just with Key or any female like Key, the right dude to come around and suppress all of that, so.
He sure will.
So
that's
have
right.
To come out all the time.
I say the right dude come along, you ain't got to see no more nigga out of me.
So yo, so
if you had, if you talk to my ex husband, he didn't see the nigga until you started acting the ass and acting a fool. Nigga, now you get to see the nigga.
So he didn't know how to act. So I mean, that's
yeah.
Him.
I can't get. I got
to be
feeling
fun. Okay, go ahead.
Because we already had a discussion about that right there on this show. We've done it already. You leaving out. I can't do it.
It don't matter. He still the fact of the matter is he would marry me again tomorrow if I call his ass right there and say you want to get married. He'll say yes. So it couldn't have been that.
And there's a million reasons. I can't even go to that line.
Okay,
I can't go to that.
Next call.
T. Lewis. What you got for me? Because I can't go down the line. Because that's a whole that'll eat up 30
okay.
minutes.
We're not gonna.
T. Lewis.
Yeah. Real quick, I got a national car company, man. After I got in the car wreck, they supposed to have to. Again, I actually took mine. I was supposed to get my car fixed. It got fixed and everything. They didn't fix it right, so I gotta call them back. They like they don't want to fix it, but yeah, they gonna get it.
Is that insurance? Insurance paying for it?
Yeah, they ain't paying for it, but they didn't get it done right, so.
I match insurance companies just on GP on the show.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Answers.
Fuck them. Fuck all insurance companies. They ain't nothing but motherfucking scam artists. They getting over. Because if I've been paying your ass insurance for 10 years, I ain't never been the motherfucking wreck. Why I can't get into my motherfucking money back?
Exactly.
All right? None. Not one dime. I get in one wreck and you got 1,000 questions? Fuck that.
Right. And I my first one, too, to make it so bad, too.
So stand by. All right?
Yeah, man.
Michigan girl. What do you do?
What's going on? What's up,
Key? What's happening?
One time for the latest stripper dance.
Latest stripper
dance. If you don't know what a latest stripper dance is, I've seen it a thousand times, but I never named it until I've never named it. I just said the bitch must be tired. That's what I said. You know what I'm saying? But
that bitch lazy.
Well, damn.
Lazy.
You know what?
Bitch, that's your job. Get in shape. Bitch, you lazy.
Damn, I mean, even motherfuckers that got their pro athletes had to go sit on the bench and suck oxygen when they tired, nigga. They can't.
Nigga, you a stripper.
But
you
daddy, if you tired, go backstage. Don't be on the stage laying down trying to give a damn show and your ass tired with your hand on your fucking head like you're about to pass out. Take a break.
The bitch just got on the stage. The fuck you say?
She came to the stage, laid her ass down, and gonna take her ass for a minute, then she stopped. Then she laid there for a minute like she fell asleep, got narcolepsy, and so then she woke up. Oh, shit, I am at work. Let me shake my ass again. Really? That late?
Let me let everybody who doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about know. this past weekend, you know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all who don't know, I'm an artist. And we went out. I had a show, me and my homies, the Seamstress. And we did the show at Queen City with the strip club. The hood strip club. So, you know, weren't too many dimes walk around. There actually wasn't no dimes. My homegirl from K100 came out and supported me. He was there. Michigan girl was on the line. She was there. And a couple other strippers have been dancing all night long. You know, it's 1:00 in the morning. We've been there for a couple of hours.
No, this
a couple
is
of
strippers. It was before 1:00 when she laid her happy ass up on that stage. It was about 11:30, maybe 12:00. Okay. It wasn't even that late. She hadn't been there that damn long.
Okay, so a couple of the strippers might have been a little fatigued, which you have you, caught a little wind, and so instead of just dropping it real hard like they're doing pole tricks, they kind of leaned over a little bit. They leaned over.
She laid flat on the stage.
She laid flat on her motherfucking stomach.
Two stomachs flat on the stage. Yes, I said two stomachs, Key. Did she not have two stomachs?
Maybe three.
She laid flat on the stage on her two or three stomachs and laid there and put her hand on her forehead like, I don't want to be doing this shit. Okay, hold up, let me get him something to look at. Okay, then she stopped for a good 2-3 minutes and was just laying there not doing nothing. Then, let me do something up again. Really?
So the lazy stripper dance is when, you know, you just bend over and lean on something and just toot your ass up and just make one of your cheeks move and pop up a little bit. That's the lazy stripper dance, ladies and gentlemen. Learn how to do it. Learn how to do it, ladies. It's like the dub. It's a new craze. It's a new craze. It's like the dub.
It's easy to do. You ain't even got to learn.
Hands down and shake.
One cheek at a time. Or back, go back.
I can do one cheek, two cheeks.
One cheek, both cheeks, back and forth. Can you make a cheek?
Yeah.
Bounce up and down.
It's all in the thighs, ladies.
Episode 187. You people, man, I swear. You people.
Can one of the homies make that ass clap?
I seen one of the homies make her ass clap.
You're a freak.
Vision. No, I'm not talking about, like, literally make her ass clap. I'm talking about she the homegirl, but she can make it pop. She can make it clap. You know what I'm saying?
Lord,
hammer. That's a Vig, what to do? Okay. Change it, nigga. Question number one. Do you know, or are you a female that has been viewed as one of the guys? Do you know anybody like this? Are you one of these women, Michigan girl?
I mean, when I was younger, like, I had some guy friends, but I always had girlfriends, but they used to like, oh, you know, you the home girl, you know, they was like, you like one of the guys. I was like, okay, but I never considered myself one of the guys.
They considered you one of the guys. Did they treat you like, did they say and do shit around you that you know they normally wouldn't do around any other female, but they was like, oh, it's you, you good, fuck it. That's just Vina. Oh, my bad, Michigan girl.
Yeah, man. It was a couple times after they had all tried to fuck me and they realized that wasn't happening.
So, I mean, well, I already said for the purposes of the show, all the homegirls can get fucked. There isn't a homegirl in the clique that can't get fucked. All right? All y'all chicks walk around here thinking that, oh, I'm just this homegirl. These are my boys and shit. If them niggas ain't faggots, they will fuck you if you decent looking. Let me say that one more time.
That's always true.
Yeah. It's the fuck it is always
true. You said Biz one, homie. You look at her like a sister.
You know what?
There are exceptions.
I didn't say that because I look at her like my sister, not my homegirl. There's a distinct difference. When I say sister, that's my sister. That's what the fuck I mean. You know she's not my blood, but that's my sister, so I'm not going to fuck her. I ain't talking about that. I ain't saying shit about when you look at somebody like your sister. We talking about the homegirl, one of the guys. She just hang around us all the... Nigga, she can get it. Every motherfucking time, all motherfucking day long, if she don't do it. Holler back. Period, point blank. That bitch can get fucked by anybody in the clique.
Who don't view her
as a sister. 100. Now, that shit is not a fucking debate tonight on the show. All right, Michigan girl. So, you said you was kind of like that. But it don't count when you were a teenager and shit. Because you were... I'm talking about when you're rocking your stilettos, goddammit. You need to be old enough to wear stilettos to answer this question.
I was old enough to wear stilettos. I've been wearing heels a long time. I was old enough to wear them then, too.
Why you gotta be difficult? Since you've been grown.
It was when I was past the age of 18, so I was grown.
Okay, all right. So you was one of the guys. You've been viewed as one of the guys before. I know you like sports a little bit, so you might kind of get jumped up in the category, too. Because the fact that you watch football and basketball... A lot of women who watch football and basketball could get slung into this category. Inadvertently.
That's why I say I didn't consider myself one of the guys, but I guess because I like football and basketball.
Not guys either, you know, but, you know.
Kind of guys.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
It's different variations. Maybe.
It is variations.
Right. Because like I said, I had my home girls. I had a circle of girls. So it wasn't like I had no girlfriends, and I was always with guys. But at some point... Sometimes it's easier to hang with guys because females get petty, they get jealous, and you don't be wanting to deal with all of that. They be on some other shit sometimes, so you just, you know, okay, I'm going to go kick it with the homeboys, and I ain't got to deal with no drama.
Does it make a woman less attractive or more desirable to be put in that category to you?
Depends on the woman.
And the man.
Huh?
It depends on the woman, like...
If you had a homegirl and she was kind of cute, whatever, but she always acted like she was one of the guys, one of the boys, you feel what I'm saying? Do you think, just on the outside looking in, would you be like, you know, that means she cute and everything, but she act like a motherfucking dude all the time. She wanna hang with niggas. Come on. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I wouldn't be like that.
You wouldn't be like that.
I don't think it makes her less desirable to if that's what she likes to hang around with dudes or whatever, then so be it. I'm not gonna say she cute, but she always hanging around dudes. No, I'm not gonna. If she cute, she cute.
Let me give you ladies some game. Motherfuckers, we'll be like, damn, she cool as hell,
she cute
now, but hang around these motherfucking niggas. Strike one. All right, next question. Question number three. Do women that only hang around men mostly have a better chance of finding a good man, or does this distort their view? What do you think? Do you think women who feel like they just wanted the guys always hang around niggas and shit, do you think that that kind of fucks up your view and your outlook about how men are?
Who, me?
I'm asking you, do you think? Do you think so?
No. Nope.
You don't think,
you don't think it distorts your view at all?
All you hang around is men, all you be around is men, and you don't think that's going to distort your view when it comes to...
My view, or just a woman's view in general, because it's about the woman and how she's going to process information about her hanging around dudes, because it didn't affect me when I hung around dudes. I mean, I'm still me, I'm still who I am. I'm still sensitive, I don't act, you know, hard or none of that.
You don't think the fact that you hung around a lot of guys growing up and hung with the fellas a lot turning you to a borderline alcoholic? You don't think that had absolutely nothing to do with it, Michigan girl?
No, because I'm going to blame that one on my mama, because I started drinking when I was 16, and that was before I ever started hanging around a whole bunch of dudes. So, no, they ain't had nothing to do with hanging around dudes.
You can talk to the guys under the table as long as you eat first.
What if I eat first? I can drink a whole bunch of dudes under the table as long as I eat first.
But when you don't eat first...
When I don't eat, I'm going down for the count if I don't eat.
It was a long weekend, people. It was a long fucking weekend. Question number four. So this goes to you since you're a woman, all right? Would you rather be viewed by as your man? Would you give it your man or whatever? I know you want to be his friend. You might want to sit out and chill with him, watch the game, and do all this kind of home, you know, your friend shit with him and stuff. But at the end of the day, how do you want to be viewed by him? As his homie, his friend, or as his lady? Which one?
At the end of the day, I want to be his lady. I mean, like you said, of course, if you're going to be in a long-term relationship, y'all got to be friends, and you want that time where you can just sit up and chill and, you know, hang out with your man, your boo, your husband, or whatever. But ultimately, I want to be his lady.
So this is what the fuck I don't understand, because we've got every lady so far said they want to be the lady. Every one of the motherfucking guys said they don't want the motherfucker to be their friend, their homie, or whatever. They want to be the lady. I don't understand why, for the life of me, if a heterosexual woman, not a chick who want to fuck girls, but if you want to fuck with men, I don't understand why the fuck y'all don't understand that y'all can't do what the fuck niggas fucking do. Bitch, you can't fuck how many niggas fuck you.
We can.
And
we are real women understand that. Just because you hang out with dudes don't mean you trying to do what they do.
I'm not talking about y'all. What I'm trying to say is we can only speak for us.
So I'm saying real women know that there's always
going to
be a double standard.
To you, Michigan girl, or Key, what I'm saying is this is a community service project type shit I got going on over here at K100. For you motherfuckers,
yes, do the public service around.
Listen to the fucking sound of my voice. Bitch, I'm going to tell you one more motherfucking time again. Bitch, you can't do what the fuck we do. I don't give a fuck how many niggas, women you see us fuck with or whatever. You're getting your motherfucking Facebook and your motherfucking Twitter posted because goddamn it, niggas play games. I do whatever. Our niggas want to have this. They think we ain't going to do a shit. Well, bitch, do what you want to do, bitch. But at the end of the motherfucking day, I'm going to tell your punk ass again how we don't look at you the same way as we look at all these other motherfucking women who understand you can't do what the fuck we do. We got a dick, bitch, you don't.
I don't even think that has anything to do with them being a homie. It's just some women that just think they can do what the fuck a nigga do. But what I'm saying is you get women who for various reasons
have that mentality. This is one of them. This is one of them reasons. A woman who is like this right here, she never could have been scarred or hurt by a man in her life, but she could still be one of the women
looking at men
because she feel like she wanted the boys. This can also seep into that kind of motherfucking female mentality. And bitch, I'm here to save you. I'm here to save you, bitch, from yourself tonight. Okay?
Damn.
Bitch, I'm here to save you from your fucking self tonight. I'm doing you a favor.
Captain Save a Bitch, that's a new one. All right, there you go.
As long as I gotta spend no money, I'll save him. All right? I'm saving you. As long as I gotta spend no money, I'll help save a bitch, okay? K100. Michigan girl.
Yeah, what the hell? Yes.
Let me have it.
Okay, I got three masses. because I got to do it. I'm going to go real quick and you can save it. Okay. One, I'm matching the lazy ass stripper, which you said was coming. So, yes, there it is. I'm also matching the hairy ass stripper that had all that damn hair at the strip club. Bitch, trim that shit up, shave it, cut it, whatever. How you going to come to the strip club just hairy like that? That's nasty. And number three, I got to match myself for not eating before I start drinking Friday night. So there it is.
All three of those are very matchable offenses. All three things that I plan on matching my motherfucking self. So, I don't have to now. Because I was going to match you for throwing up. The only good thing about the fact that you threw up is you threw up in your own motherfucking car. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
And, you know.
Yes, I mean, hey, I can keep it 100. I can keep it real. Yes, I matched myself because there was no way I should have been drinking like that and not have ate since noon. And it was about 11 o'clock, 11:30, and I ate a salad at noon. Where they do that at?
All right. So you fucked up.
Oh, you were drinking all evening.
Yeah. So,
I was good. It was good that I lasted as long as I did because I stayed until we left. I party, danced, got some gas money.
So, you know, and I definitely 100% agree with you with them bitches in Queen City. I ain't talking about the landing strip hair on the pussy. I ain't talking about the little stroke I had.
We talking about Bush.
Bitch, we at a strip club. What the fuck make you think I want to see Bush at a strip club, bitch? I know some of these Georgia niggas like that shit. We in Georgia. It's Atlanta. It's Atlanta, but it's Georgia at the same time. I know these country niggas like hairy legs and hairy pussy. Some of these country niggas like that shit here. But, bitch, we in the city. Okay? This is like the little New York or the South, bitch. Shave that shit. You inside city limits, hoe. You in Fulton County.
Yeah, you know that shit was funky, especially if you've been sweating and then the sweat getting all in your head. That's just nasty.
I just took it in my mouth a little bit. Okay, machine girl. Real fucking ridiculous. It was real fucking ridiculous what we saw this out. It was real fucking ridiculous.
It really was.
Ridiculous. All right, stay on the line, all right?
All right,
I got to pick it up. Because we still got 7-8 people with their hands up. I was going to go to 478, but then they hung up. 478, if you call back, what the fuck? Are people just dropping like flies? I was going to go to two calls, and then they hung up. 478 and 773.
Oh,
478. Okay, 478 call back. 773. You was after 478, 773. 478, you're on K100. Shake Space also coming up. Is that Streets? Strollo, is that Streets? Is that you?
Absolutely.
I didn't recognize
it. Absolutely.
Hey, what's
motherfucking up? Lazy stripper dance right now.
Streets, hold on.
Wait, motherfucking now. I want to see the lazy stripper dance right now.
Hold on, Streets. I'm going to come back to you. Hold on, Streets. All right. 267. Sure. I'll see you 267. 773, call back, man. I was going to come to your line at the 478. I still got to get the shade. 478, you on the air with K100. What's popping?
Yeah, what's good, Blizzum?
What's good? Who's this?
What?
Who's this?
This is Charisma.
Oh! Charisma.
That's good, man.
What happened? What's going on? Thanks for calling the show.
I don't know. I'm just listening to y'all questions or whatever. And, you know, I hear what you're asking, but I'm one of them type chicks. I don't deal with a bunch of females, and I mean, I don't feel like I dress like a dude or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't deal with a whole bunch of women. When I go out, you know, I pay for everything. I come on my own, though. I don't ask no dude for nothing. I don't get attached to no dude. You know, I stay to myself. But my thing is, I have a question for you.
Are you gonna question? You gonna question me? What?
Yes.
Because, like,
go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
It's my job to deal with a lot of dudes. Like, I do promotion. I shop music. You know, I perform sometimes with different cats or whatever. But you know, I can never get a dude because they so jealous that I'm around other dudes, or that other dudes have to call me.
No. Stop.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now, let me stop you right there. Hold on, before you go any further, before you ask, I'm still gonna let you ask me your question though. But let me stop you right there because you said something that I have to make sure I stop you on before you go ahead. A, two things. A, I already said for the purposes of the show tonight, we're talking about real niggas and real men, not bitch niggas. So real niggas don't get jealous. All right, real niggas don't get jealous. It's a female bitch trait. Do that. Secondly, so if the nigga got jealous about some shit, he a bitch. All right, we don't do jealousy over here. You feel me?
Right.
Some shit. We can even if a chick do something to hurt us, nigga, we ain't gonna be jealous though. We don't do jealousy. It ain't like we unemotional, but we don't do jealousy. That's the whole trait. All right. Secondly, niggas, sometimes you may be mistaking jealousy. Because niggas don't want to necessarily get with you and you think they're jealous of what you got going on or whatever. It ain't the fact that sometimes niggas is jealous. It's just the fact that you got so much going on with so many niggas and you around so many motherfucking niggas. Niggas might be like, you know what? I don't really want to deal with that type. Because niggas really don't want their lady. And it ain't about being jealous. It's because of the fact that when it comes to men and our women, we territorial. If you want to use any kind of word, you can use territorial. You feel what I'm saying? But don't use jealousy. Not a real, even a real nigga is territorial about his motherfucking woman. He ain't got to be a nigga that's jealous, a jail nigga, but he will be fucking territorial. All right? So if a nigga feel like you got 1,001 motherfucking niggas always in your motherfucking face, it's like, why even put myself in a situation where I got to deal with a half? She got a million niggas or whatever. Now, if a nigga really feeling you or whatever, you know what I'm saying? He would still fuck with you or whatever, because if he a real nigga, you going to goddamn start changing your motherfucking ways. You ain't finna have 1,000 niggas around you all the motherfucking time if you really want that nigga, because he's going to be like, look, it's cool what you do with your music or whatever, but it's going to have to be some goddamn rules, regulations, and some shit going to have to change. You feel what I'm saying? And if you motherfucking understand that, you can get with a real nigga, because you go motherfucking change some of that shit. All right? Or you can fucking die lonely. I don't give a fuck. Take a pick. You understand what I'm saying? Or you can get with a lame. Either one. You got options. Well, give me your motherfucking options. All right? So, yeah, I know. So ask me the question. Okay. Get it.
Wait, what was the question?
I don't know. You were asking me. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Hey, Key. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what I'm saying?
You made me damn forget. What?
He tried to say that on purpose.
He did. He was territorial. He took over the whole thing.
All I did was keep it 100 with him. I'm trying to help you, ladies. This is a community service project over here at K100. I'm here to help y'all, ladies. All right? I really am. Real shit. All right? What I just said was some of the realest shit you're going to ever hear. Niggas, a real nigga ain't no jail nigga, but he is still territorial. It's not
so
DNA.
Am I supposed to alter my job because
everything.
Of that?
What now? What'd
am
you say?
I supposed to alter my work because of that?
You ain't got to alter your work, but you will alter your behavior.
Take up for the money that you ain't going to lose.
She can do like what a lot of women say, shit, this me. Fuck that nigga can't deal with it. And guess what? A nigga be like, I won't. You know what I'm saying?
That's my thing. Like, I'm not going to alter my work because of a dude's ego. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not saying alter your work. You can still promote and do all that right there. But whereas
just like you're an artist and you were in the strip club, what if I was a jealous chick? Like, oh damn, you know, you went to the strip club and I'm all pissed off and I'm messing up your dough.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, I said, if you heard what I said a nigga not going to stop you from doing your hustle and your grind, and he's not going to be jealous that you got to deal with other men, but it's going to be the way you deal with these niggas.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? You still have to show some motherfucking respect, whereas before, a lot of things that you may do from work perspective, you won't necessarily be able to do.
But like you said, she meet the right dude, that's a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? I could say it's a no-brainer.
Or she could sit here and be like,
what she mean? The right dude? Like, what is that?
No, if you meet the dude that you really trying to kick it with, he probably don't even have to tell you some of the shit. Okay, like, it's cool that's your job, but some of the shit, I'm sure everything you do for your job, you might not necessarily have to do.
It's nothing that I do that I don't have to do, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like Lizzie said, you know, I run into a lot of names who may be in a way, like, in stuff that I'm really supposed to be doing, but I find myself maybe trying to alter it because of maybe ego tripping or whatever. You know,
if it's a nigga, you already know, work is work. work, if you either you choose to be with me, you already know what I do for a living. So you're going to choose to be.
And everything I do is work related.
This conversation right here, I'm going to tell you something. This conversation right here, this is where you apply this to this is where you apply this to the type of nigga that can fuck with a stripper as a main chick and can't.
Exactly. So
you feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Some men can,
right.
Some can't. It's all about this is also a personal preference, and everybody, this is a show where everybody show their ass, which means everybody got an opinion. You feel what I'm saying? So look, you gotta keep that in mind also. So it is the kind of nigga that, but the question is, a nigga, just because a nigga don't fuck with a stripper don't mean he a fucking nigga that ain't got no motherfucking confidence, or he a lame nigga who's jealous of other niggas. All it just be that he don't want to fuck with a bitch that for a living go up here and fucking
show
her pussy to every nigga in the motherfucking world. It's almost it. Some, cause I know strippers who say it take a real motherfucking nigga to be with. No, it just take a nigga who really don't give a fuck about shit, you bitch. And I personally don't want to be with a bitch who go show her pussy to other niggas all day, every day. Period, point blank. That's not my choice. So I don't wipe a stripper. You got some niggas who don't care. You feel me? But I'm not that kind of nigga. But I ain't no bitch nigga either. So don't get it twisted, hoe. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Because I want to fuck with you. You should be twisted with a bitch. Don't make me a lame nigga, hoe. Get yourself, punk bitch. You don't know me like that. You know what I'm saying? I probably slap the shit out your motherfucking boyfriend and he get in the car and run. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck you talking about? You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You feel me? Straight the fuck up like that. All right? So let me go ahead and ask you the questions real quick. I'm going to get to my Cody. Street, I'm gonna get the 267-773. You back? I was gonna come to you, but you fell off. Hit number one. I'll come back. 773. You'll be up next because you really was in the queue. Also, Shane too. So I got plenty of time though. All right. 347-934-0966. Let me jump to the questions. Oh, by the way, I did read what you wrote. And one thing that you said you don't share emotion. You never been caught up in love. How old are you?
I'm 34.
You're 32 and you never been in love.
Never.
You're the type of chick for me. All right, next question. We're going to get to the question. Number one. Do you know, or what? Don't ask me. Don't. Did you say
you never asked the first question. You skipped.
But Keith said, I'm about to kill. What do you mean?
To the question.
Yeah, okay. You know.
For that? Why
you know.
Maybe she ain't met
something
nobody.
Something wrong with her.
Maybe she ain't met nobody.
Something wrong with her. She
now, let me explain myself. Like, I never, like she said, I never really met nobody that was in that area. Like, it's possible. Like, you don't just, a lot of people jump and be saying that they're in love. Just like right now, a lot of people are not where they, you know, were supposed to be so in love or whatever. Maybe it was a lot of infatuation.
At 32 years old and you're a female, you should have been in love at least one time in your life. You should have
loved
them.
No, that's not true. You can't say that. That's not true.
It's weird that you haven't. It's weird. It's like me, the 32-year-old version. That's weird.
She's not weird.
All right.
She never been in love.
That
means
when
with
I finally do love, I'll be like really in love.
No, 30 at least one time. At least one.
That's right. Not true because I mean a lot of people jump and be quick to say they love somebody. You know, probably been in situations where a chick told you she loved you. And you say you love her back to first argument.
Charisma. This woman right next to you, right, just said she's never been in love, but she's been married. She was married.
You don't have to be in love to be married.
I've never been in love, ever.
Same to me as divorced.
Okay, you got a point.
That's your number fucking one.
But listen, hey, Keith.
You've been in love, but ain't never been married.
What the fuck? I ain't never been in love. What the fuck?
Listen, what I'm saying is I feel you on that because people ask me, like, how you have kids and you never been in love. They're not products of love. I love my children, but they were products of sex. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
Question number one. That's the state of our black women.
I'm not black. Because I don't know what you talk about.
That's the state of fucking women. I'm skipping all those questions right there. Do you think it makes a woman less desirable to be put in this category as a friend? As a friend, do you think it makes her less desirable to be treated as a friend, to be in the friend category?
I mean, I'm very desirable, and I'm friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Desirable enough to settle down with. We just fuck you. I told you 1,000 times on the show. Just because
we're. I'm saying. I might just want to do that. But that's my decision. You feel me? But I'm not going to obligate myself to no dude and fake it like I'm in love with him just because of sex. Like, you know what I mean?
No one asked you to fake anything, even though y'all motherfuckers fake orgasms all the time. Anyway.
I fake because y'all be corny. Y'all be corny. That's why.
Anyway.
Your fucking lady trying to make sure y'all all right. Y'all stroke me out of here.
Hey, you're fucking. You're talking about?
What you mean she's talking about? Because I don't fake an orgasm?
No, I'm not saying you should fake orgasms, though.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
That
all women don't fake orgasms.
Now that could lead to bigger problems. Okay, but as a woman, would you want to be if you had a man? You know, I don't know why I'm asking you this because you really don't care because you don't really love nobody. But anyway,
that's the way. Do I have to be a love key just because that's how I feel? Like,
no, you just you're in a listen
but
to me.
But you just said that
woman.
Wait,
Blizzum.
You just said like three women ago that all the women have the same. Feeling just because I feel different, you know,
not,
I shouldn't be. I
mean, we do not like emotion. That does not mean that.
She said she's unemotional. She said she doesn't show emotion.
She's a woman.
I don't have that emotional gene. Whereas though, I'm like, you know, all wrapped up into stuff. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't want to feel it. I just don't have it. You know, I would like to feel it one day. I would like to be emotional towards someone. And feel some things, but I just never had it. I never felt it before.
Where are you from?
I'm from Philly.
How long you been? Where are you at now?
I'm in Georgia now.
How long you been here?
I've been here on and off, gone on 3 years.
I'll give you a little bit more time. Us country boys ain't really got hold of you yet. I'm gonna give you a little more time. I'm gonna give you a little time for you to run across the right country nigga to fuck the hell out you and treat you like a motherfucking lady at the same time, and I'm gonna holler back at you. But before I go, let me get you this last question. Alright? Do you want to be viewed as your man's homie or his lady? Which one is more important to you? Which one you think is more important?
The one that I think is more important is his homie. I mean, I already know I'm his lady if I'm his lady.
Have you not been paying attention? You haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, I have. Everybody been saying, I want to be his lady, I want to be his lady. Like, to me, that's corny.
Yeah, that's corny. That's why I'm fucking single and never been in love at 32.
Whatever.
Stay on the motherfucking line, Charlotte. Stay on the line. I'm coming back. Streets, you hear this shit, Streets?
Yeah, I hear that bullshit, man. It's okay. Give it a little time, man. All in due time, boo. All in due time, boo.
Open. Street, do you think you the country nigga that can goddamn make her goddamn change her mind and her views?
I mean, Charisma know a little about me, man. I mean, ask her, fam. I mean, Charisma, how you feel about that?
How I feel about you? What's the question?
How do you feel? Could Big Bully, do you think Big Bully Street, do you think you could fall for Big Bully Street? You know Big Bully Street. Could you fall for Big Bully Street?
I don't know. I mean.
Would you cook them eggs in the morning? Would you get the fuck up and cook them eggs in the motherfucking morning? Could you fuck up a Big Street?
She know what it is. We'll see. Like you said, we'll get back to her, man, and see what's popping. She got to be out here a little bit, you know what I mean? Experience some of this down south shit. And I got to get her on point.
Only if
she can lay lazy stripper dance. Here
we gotta just find a sound for that.
You know
lazy stripper dance.
No, lazy stripper dance. Can you lazy stripper dance?
I don't know what that
you
is.
You okay, lazy stripper dance? We ain't got no way, no how.
That's the
lady.
You can lean on something or somebody, and then shake ass.
That's the lady. He makes it sound so simple, but there's subtlety to it now. You know what I mean? You gotta really look like you're tired. Like you enjoy yourself.
So
That looks bad.
Oh man, you guys are out of control. Okay, let me go ahead and ask Street this question so I can get to Shade in 267. Streets, for episode 187, you dig? Hold on, Chris, I'm going to put you on pause. 187, Streets. All right? You feel me? We're talking about she just wanted the guys. Now, just give it to me in general, homie. What do you feel about chicks who, you know some chicks who's like one of the guys? Dude, let me, first of all, do you think he's like one of the guys?
He's like one of the guys sometimes. He don't have.
Sometimes.
She halfway, you know what I mean? I can't speak for yourself, but me, I look at it as a homie, you know. So that's what she is in my book, because she's so real, though. She talk like a nigga, put it like that, you know what I mean? She talk how a nigga talk, you know what I mean? So,
Is that a turn on or a turn off?
Is it a turn on or a turn? It's a little bit of a turn off just because she feels like she knows our game. You know what I mean? You ain't know my game. I don't give a fuck who raised you or who you was raised by. You could be raised by niggas and all that and have a good idea. But we're constantly making up shit on the fly that you could possibly never learn. You know what I mean?
At the club, you somebody making up that
kind of
bullshit. Oh, you just.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. What did he say? Oh, shit, I forgot. What the fuck he say? Oh, you looking at the best thing that ever happened to you. You don't even know it. That shit is smooth.
Yeah, smooth like sand.
That shit is smooth. I'm going to put that in my repertoire myself, damn it. You know what I mean? I think he slipped on the number on the low, by the way. For everybody that's listening. I ain't sure. I wasn't watching hard like that.
Yeah.
But he may have got Key's number.
So let me ask you this, homie. So all in all, does it make a woman less attractive or more desirable if she's in this category to you? You feel, when you see a chick and you put this chick in this category, she's like one of the guys. At that point right there, when you put in the category, does that make you want to fuck her more or less? Or be with her? Separate the two for me.
It make me want to be with her less. If you one of the guys, I want you on my squad. You know, I want you on my team. But that's just so I can, you know, you one of the guys and you acting like us too. So you're going to help me get Yudi. You know what I'm saying? You want to put bitches, your friends out there, your coworkers. You're going to put them out there for me to beat down. You know what I mean? And all that. So I definitely want you on my squad. And I definitely want to be cool with you. But it don't make me want to, you know, fuck you or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Charisma.
I'm saying I wouldn't, but it's not going to make them more desirable. It makes them less desirable, in my opinion.
Right. Charisma, we're taking application to Team Striz. question number three. Do women that only hang around mostly men have a better chance of finding a good man, or do you think it distorts their view? When you have a woman like, say, the homegirl Key right here, you say you feel like she's homie. Like you just said, she feels like she knows our game. She thinks she knows us and all that.
He said I like to talk shit. They don't have nothing to do with feel like I'm.
Nah, that's not
I
what
like
he said.
But Key always is letting us know that she knows our game, though. Key, don't keep it K100. You do always be like, you know, I was raised by niggas like, yo, I know how y'all do.
Yeah,
so you may
know
to a certain extent, but like I said, we're constantly rewriting this book.
I'll never claim to know it all now.
You never said you knew it all, but I'm just saying. But chicks that act like the homie do feel like they know everything. And then they constantly always is on the lookout for shit you do. You might not even be running no G-Unit, you know what I mean?
Right.
But she swear you are. And her excuse is, I know y'all niggas. I'm just like a nigga, you know what I mean? And it's just not always true. She's 100% woman. You know what I mean? And one of the funniest motherfuckers I ever met in my life. That's true shit. A real bitch. You know what I mean? She ain't on that fake shit. She gonna tell you how it is to your face. She ain't gonna pull no punches. You know what I mean? You know, she's a lot like Blizzle.
Yep.
They're the perfect duo right there. Perfect duo. Them
y'all,
cool.
Y'all, call it, y'all say that's like being a nigga, though. I don't think that's like being a nigga. That's just like, that's just me being a real bitch.
I don't know too many real bitches, Keith. ain't too many of y'all out there, so I wouldn't know. Shit, I ain't around too many real bitches.
But it's on, y'all, because women like to be fake because they like to put on for y'all. That's what they do.
Right, true. I'm not denying that.
That's not true.
Because
that's how when y'all get with a woman, y'all be like, oh, I didn't know she was like this, I didn't know she was like that, because she was putting on for your ass, because she knew what you wanted to see and hear and eat and this and that. Instead of you, I'd much rather for a nigga to fall for me because he liked me the way I am, because this is me all the time. He don't have to worry about me changing unless it's for the better. So if a nigga like me the way I am now, you going to love me later.
That's what I feel about me, but then I get called all kind of shit. And that might be the case with you.
Take a different type of person to even be able to deal with people like us, because everybody can't deal with a motherfucker to just out there and say what the fuck they feel and all that. Everybody can't deal with that. That don't make me like I'm a nigga. That's just me, because I want a nigga to know off top, this is me. You either you love it or hate it. Nigga, it don't matter, because it ain't no shortage of niggas trying to get at me. So,
okay.
Niggas,
What's that? What she said? Like, she said that like nigga and nigga. I got them lined up by the door, nigga. And
I do.
One thing about it, you can have them lined up by the motherfucking door.
And I got good ones, not no ragged ass.
You can have niggas lined up by the motherfucking door. But if your ass no motherfucking goddamn meet them, fall in love with them, whatever,
right.
Your ass
it don't matter.
10
it
years
matter.
Now, you can be in the same motherfucking situation. You can waste another 10 years on a failed relationship. Period. Point.
It wasn't a waste, though. I don't think my marriage was a waste.
The relationship didn't last.
The relationship didn't last, but I don't think it was a waste.
Not that I don't mean it in that sense.
I got
word,
good
though.
Shit out of that, man.
I don't look at it. You got kids in your bed.
I mean, I got a lot of things out of
it. You feel what I'm saying? You know
it
what
was
mean?
Just me and him that didn't work. Everything.
But listen, what I'm saying. For the purpose of what we're talking about right now, real shit. You can say that. And you could say you got a whole bunch of niggas, but one thing about it, if you don't, like you just said, you ain't never been in love. I ain't never been in love, whatever. If you say that same thing, like Charisma just said, well, I ain't never been in love, and I don't show emotion and blah.
I don't know. I do show emotion, though.
You can still end up.
I do show emotion. That's me and her. We separated. That don't mean I don't show emotion. That's two different things.
I'm just saying, two different things.
I would have been married 10 years and niggas still trying to get with me if he didn't think I was a fucking woman and a lady.
He might just miss your pussy.
He might, that too. But what about the other people?
They might miss your head.
They might. They miss the whole thing.
Who knows?
Nigga,
no one knows.
That. You missed that cookie.
We don't know.
You missed that.
We don't know.
Nigga, you missed that extra check.
Last question for Street.
Fuck out.
So at the end of the day, Street. Which one would you rather have? When it comes to you being your woman, you feel what I'm saying? Would you want your woman to be one of the guys type, or want to be like your lady? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Which one?
Yeah, definitely be my lady. Don't try to be my friend like that. You know what I mean? I got, you know, my baby mom's like that. You know what I mean? She's one of the guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you know, I love her to death, and that's my homie, that's my G. But you know, it's not somebody I could be with like that, you know, at this point anymore. You know what I mean? Because you know, like I said, they too on guard. If they like a nigga, then they like a nigga. You know what I mean? You can't trust them, and they don't trust you. So ain't no motherfucking sense to be with nobody like that if you don't want any problems. You know what I mean? I don't like a lot of problems, a lot of drama. You know, if I can't trust her. If she can't trust me because we both act like niggas, then that ain't going to work. You know what I mean? That's...
Hell no. You never heard me say I had trust issues with men.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard me say that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's what... Thank you.
All right. So,
Kid, what the hell are you talking about? Nobody was talking about you.
No, I'm talking about you because he over here like...
He right.
You looking at me like,
nigga,
you never heard me say that shit. I never said.
Oh, man.
I'm just
saying,
you with your, what the fuck was that?
Bully Streets, man.
You got a fart?
Bully Streets.
What up,
man? It's Master Motherfucking Monday Streets. What you got for me real quick? I got to get the rest of these calls.
What is it?
Master Motherfucking Monday. What shit you seen over the weekend that you want me to mash?
Everything that you know. Okay, I definitely got to get Shay Shay for that shit she did. You know what I mean? That's what she did at the railroad tracks. You know what I mean? And definitely in the back of my car. We ain't gonna talk about that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
definitely those two. All right.
She's up next, so she's gonna be one to say something about that.
Right, I'm sure. But that's pretty much it. The bitch at the fucking IHOP charged me twice on my card. Definitely matched that bitch. We gave her one card. Everybody else gave her cash. How many was it? Like 10 of us?
Right.
Oh.
Everybody gave the bitch cash. I'm the only one who gave a card. And she fucked that up. How you fuck that up?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's that bullshit right there. That's that bullshit.
Sorry, bitches, man. Bitches, man.
Stay on the line, homie, all right?
Right.
All right, Shay Shay. Well, let me keep your microphone raw. Shay Shay.
Hey. I heard all that bully talking. What's up, Keith? What's up?
He has absolutely a right to mash you.
No. See, what we need to be doing is mashing Claypool Railroad Company because I ain't about to like
what does that have to do with what happened in the back of the car?
I can't help that. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I'm going to exercise my amendment right.
There are 4 or 5 other cars on the track with you.
No.
Okay, well, we can't blame the railroad. I've been working over there for 3 years. I ain't never seen a car get stuck on the track.
First time for everything.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you know what I'm saying. All right, I'm going to pull the streets. All right, Shay, can you talk? You ready?
Yeah, I can talk.
All right, episode 187. 267-608. Shay, do you know, are you now, or do you know a female that has been viewed as one of the guys?
At one time, I was kind of viewed as one of the guys. I think I outgrew it. But, yeah, back in the day, like when I was a teenager, I used to think that I was like one of the guys.
I want you to be a grown. We're talking about grown. That's you know, being grown as a grown up grown woman, getting it for an older.
No, not as a grown woman. Not too much. Pretty much either.
You know anybody like? You know anybody like that?
Not really.
You know. Okay. Does it? Do you think that it would make a woman less attractive or more desirable to be put in that category as being like one of the homies? What do you think about that?
I would probably think if they viewed you as one of the homies, that would kind of like make you like off limits. Like they wouldn't really take you seriously. That's kind of how I thought of it, you know, back in the day. You know, like you know, they might see you as like not quite as feminine or not quite like the chick. Like they would be like real chicky chick. Like I don't know. That's just my perspective.
Well, I mean, off limits. You say maybe off limits to a certain degree. Now she's fine and she's one of the homies. Niggas would still fuck her. I already said that. They'll fuck her. She got
I didn't say they wouldn't, because I find you attractive, but I was like, in terms of like getting serious, they might think you're like off limits in that respect.
We may. It all depends. We may. All right.
What you say?
I said we may. What is that?
That's my car. I just cranked it up, but I can hear you.
Okay. So, do women that only hang around men mostly, do you think they have a better chance of finding a good man, or do you think that would distort their views? Because since they're always around guys, they tend to take on the attributes and attitudes of guys. They tend to look at things through guy eyes. You feel me? So what do you think about that?
I think if a woman is always around guys and don't have no chick friends or something like that, then in a sense, she's going to lose a little bit of that touch with that femininity inside of herself. I'm not going to say that she's going to start to try to, like, be like a man or anything, but I think she might lose touch with just a little bit of that girlness, like the kind of camaraderie that chicks have and that kind of stuff.
Camaraderie with a chick? Who had it?
Oh, so you don't have camaraderie with a chick? You know what I'm saying?
But
you ain't
you know, like when you got your homegirls, you know, like homegirl talk, you know, homegirl hangout, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay. All
right. Is this Shay or Jenna?
You tripping. All right.
So, question number, where's that? Oh, next question. If you had to be with a guy, if you had a man, would you rather him view you as his homie or his lady?
Well, you know, if I was with a dude, you know, I'm going to be his friend anyway, you know, we're going to be cool, but I'd rather him view me as his lady than as his homie, because he got homies to kick it with and do all that kind of stuff. Not to say that I couldn't, you know, try to be understanding of what's going on or whatever, that he couldn't talk to me about stuff, but when it came down to it, yeah, I want him to see me as his lady. I don't want him to see me as his homie.
All right.
Not like that.
So, more important that he say that you're seen as his woman, as his lady.
Right.
Well, like I said, it's more important that you put yourself out there as our lady. I can understand you want to be your man's friend and all that right there, and that's cool and everything, but you are not one of the motherfucking guys, all right? You're not one of the guys. You need to make sure you maintain and understand that, you know what I'm saying, you're his lady, and make sure you convey that more so than it's okay. You do need to be your, especially if you're going to get married to this person, they need to be your friend so they feel like they can trust you, because we don't trust people who, we don't trust people who aren't our friends. You feel me? You know what I mean? That helps out with the trust factor. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to make sure that you portray that role as his lady more so, if you want it to work. I don't give a fuck what he tell you. Fuck what he tell you. All right? Because sometimes we just say shit. You know what I mean? But
yeah, he put y'all up on some game.
I mean?
Just don't tell your man, you know, that he might try to be you as one of the homies.
All right. So, everybody give a fuck about that crazy look, nigga. Shane, it's Smashing Motherfucking Monday.
Oh, I got a couple of asses.
Massage yourself?
Yeah. I am mashing myself. I'm telling you, I'm mashing Clay for the railroad company for putting that damn railroad track out there like that now. I'm telling you. I want you to mash them good. Drive back through there. You and T, drive back through there and look and see. And broad daylight.
I work over there.
I want you to tell me, under the circumstances, it was raining, somebody who is, like, you know, not familiar with that particular area, and it had several drinks on deck, and it would not look like it was part of the road.
Who do you want to mash, Shay?
All right, and then I'm a mass Michigan girl for cleaning the damn windows too good in her house.
Tracks and got stuck in the big thunderstorm. We had to get you off, and also you ran into a fucking perfectly.
Yeah, there wasn't no rain, no clouds. One drunk.
There was alcohol involved, ladies and gentlemen. There was alcohol involved.
There was so much alcohol involved. Oh my gosh. And energy drinks. And anytime you mix energy drinks, you have a hyped up alcoholic. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you just got a bun.
Stand by. Yeah. Stand by. Bye, Michigan girl. 267.
Stop it.
267. Yo, who's this?
It's M. Dot B. Brothers.
Oh, M. Dot, what's happening, homie? What's happening here, from, man? What's going on?
What's good?
What's good, man? Thanks for calling the show. You dig? Episode 187. All right. You've been on the line for a minute. You heard what we're talking about. She's just one of the guys. What do you think about that, man? You know any chicks that's like, that's viewed as one of the guys? You ever kicked it with a chick like that? Or you got any homegirls like that?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about her? How do you feel about her?
Like, well, when I first met her, I met her through a mutual friend, and we were friends at first, but, you know, she was kind of attractive, so, you know, I was trying to get at her, but then she always kept it, like, on from me. It was just cool or whatever, so then I just started, you know, looking at her like, she was one of the guys or whatever, like, not really like one of the guys, but like just a chick I wouldn't crack on for real. Just because we had a good relationship, like, or some friendship, you know what I mean?
So, real quick, Let me put the disclaimer out there. I'm about to run a little bit over to the third hour. I'm not doing the whole third hour, but I'm about to run a little bit over to it. So if you're listening to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, you got to dial the phone lines if you want to hear the last of the comments and everything.
Yeah, because I still got something to say.
All right. Yeah, so you need to call in. The number is 347-934-0966. You got about 30 seconds. You got to dial in. You got to be on the phone lines. The internet line, the internet shuts off at 10 o'clock. And we can go on for a little bit over. We can have an overrun on the phone lines. But you got to be on the phone lines. You might want to make sure that you're in somewhere where you can won't lose a signal or anything, or your phone won't drop out, because you can't call back in after 10 p.m. 347-934-0966. Go ahead and call us so you can go in and listen to the rest of the show if you listen to me on the internet. 347-934-0966. You got about 10 seconds to do that. Make it happen, all right? Hurry up. All right, back to M.B. So, M.B., Does it make a woman less attractive or more or less desirable to be put in that category? Like when you was trying to fuck with her at first, whatever. Then once she became your homie, your friend, did it make her like less fine? Like did you want to get with her less? Did you start seeing her different?
No, like actually, I actually wanted to get with her more because I felt like she understood me, like shit that I go through. You know, like I could really talk to her. Like at the same time, she looked good. I could chill with her, drink with her, smoke with her. And then she would turn around and cook for me and all that shit. So it made me like her more. But then at the same time, like, the fact that she didn't want to take it to the next level, it made me fall back. So, like, when she started coming on to me, it's just like the whole bouncy thing. Like, I'm coming at you, then I'm like, oh, I'm cool. And then you come at me, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm cool because we don't want to mess the friendship up. You know what I mean? So right now, it's that simple.
But that's like... That's kind of sort of different from what we're talking about. Kind of sort of is what we're talking about. But it sounds more like she just wasn't ready for a committed relationship more so than just
But listen, like she got all these guy friends, right? This is the turn off, right? See, I was attracted to her when I first started talking to her, but then like when I started noticing she had all these dudes as friends, like in the back of my mind, I'm like, she fuck one of these boys, whatever. Like all these niggas can't be your friend, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the fact that you got double D's and you got a fat ass or whatever and you got a nice little body, like, I know niggas coming at you because I was going to come at you at first, too.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on, M.Dot. I'm finna go and tell you right now what's going on. She is already fucking somebody else and she like you and all, but she want them chicks. She don't want to be fucking multiple people. So she fucking somebody else. Y'all cool. If she stopped fucking them, she might stop fucking you. But it's just that she been fucking them. That's what that is.
There you have it.
She came to be one of the guys. So, and this shit hit home because she just said that shit to me like 3 weeks ago. And she said those exact words. Like, I'm one of the guys. Come on. And I'm like, you ain't one of the guys. But, you know, if you want to be put in that category, like, it is what
she
it is.
She just want to be put in that so you don't try to fuck her because she don't want to fuck
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's it right there. Like, it sounds like she just said that
she's
shit.
Fucking one of them.
She's fucking one of the guys,
that's
though.
That's the shit I do.
She's fucking one of the guys.
I don't know. She claims she's not fucking anybody, though. Like, I had, you know, just
she
going
got
from,
tell
you know.
She got to tell you she's fucking nobody. Ain't really none of your business.
Okay. But no, she don't got no nigga mentality. Anyway,
I said I do.
Okay.
I just found a happy balance.
So M.Dot, I don't know if she just out and said that to you, man. I don't know. She fucking somebody else though. I'm gonna side with you. She's fucking somebody else. It's not because she's not fucking nobody else. You know what I mean? She's fucking somebody else. That's it. It's that simple.
And it's not that she probably won't fuck you. It's just she won't fuck you while she fucking them.
No, don't make up for that, hoe. She's fucking somebody else.
I already said
no, but we've been good. We've been cool since 03 or whatever. You know what I mean? She always been like that. She always had a lot of dude friends, whatever, and that shit never really stood well with me. Like, we cool, but as far as, like, when at a specific time when I was actually trying to come at her, like, the whole dude thing, like, every time it'd be something they can come up on, it's like, I'm sitting on the steps with her, and then, like, two niggas walk up and they just sitting there like and they holding this long conversation, they smoking and all that. And I'm like, when they gonna leave? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
and
chick. I like her.
She might be a hoe.
Yeah.
It's a possibility she might be a hoe. It you from and the story's sketchy, but she could be a hoe. B, she could just not want to fuck with you, and you could be the homie, and she don't want to hurt your feelings and don't know how to tell you that she don't want to fuck with you like that. You feel me? It could be what she said, which, you know, she's fucking somebody else, and she just don't want to tell you about it because, you know, it's really none of your business. So there's multiple things. There's multiple angles that could be going on in your particular scenario based on what you said. Sometimes, because a lot of times women say, you know what I'm saying, oh, I see you as a homie or whatever because they don't want to fuck that guy. You feel me? It's like, no, you know, you're my homeboy. You're like my homie. Like, you've been put in that character. She don't really, she just physically don't want to fuck you. Like, you don't do it for her. You feel me? It could be that also. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's multiple things that could be really going on with that situation. But let me ask you the last question. All right. Would you, if when it comes down to it, do you want your chick to be like one of the guys, you know, be one of your, be your friend, be like your homie? Or do you want her to be your fucking lady? Which one?
My lady. You know, I got my guy friends. That's what they for. I need my lady to be my lady.
All right. Well, I hope all these ladies are listening and understand that you can't be motherfucking one of the guys and think a nigga really gonna just take you, like I said, take you serious. You can't be the one of the guys. You can't be that. You can't be one of the guys. You know what I'm saying? And ladies, we have it right here. We're like, you guys are over whatever we, how many guys answered the question tonight. All the guys have said, I want her to be my lady. It's cool that she can be my friend, but it's more important that you his lady.
I mean, that's understandable.
Right. It's more important that you his lady. So that's a little bit of game for everybody that's out there. All right, M.B., it's Smashing Motherfucking Mondays. Yeah! What you got for me?
Well, I'm mad shoot because I've been on the line since 8:20 and I'm just getting going with y'all. It's a good topic. I'm just joking. You know what I mean? But
you know I take my calls in order, man. Like, I literally got down to you when I got down to you, like, for real. Like, I had that many people on the phone lines tonight. You heard it.
I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was just, the show's gaining the popularity, man. People like it. And you know what? I like the fact that it does that, but I really do hate that sometimes I can't. Sometimes people be like hanging up. They be like, "Well, I called, but you couldn't get to me." And I'm like, I'm one of the people like, "Yo, I know. I appreciate you supporting me and supporting the show." And I be like, I be feeling a little kind of ways when I can't get to a call. That's why I be like, "Yo, try and call early." But a lot of times I have people that call in. They all call in after 9 o'clock, and it's like all of a sudden I may have like a couple people on the phone line. So I have extended conversations with them because not that many people's on the line. And then all of a sudden, 15 people call at the same time, hitting number one. You'd be like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know? So,
yeah, that's how you know, I be on Game Hunter, all bunch of other blog posts. So I already know how to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hold on.
So
what you say?
M-Dot, is there somebody else on the phone with you? I hear a female.
Oh, yeah. I heard somebody on the three-way with me. Let's talk about the show, you know, before we call.
Is the girl you're trying to fuck, it wouldn't be your friend? Is it her?
Oh, no, that ain't her. You know, that situation I even knew, you know what I mean? I brought it up because that shit really hit home because that really was one of my close friends. And she always said she was like one of the guys, so, like, I definitely wanted to call and elaborate on it.
Is this your friend on the phone? Is this chick on the phone? Is the woman on the phone your friend? Quote, friend?
We're friends.
Are you fucking her?
We actually just met like probably like 2 weeks ago. We just talking right now.
Atlanta, are you fucking us?
Yeah, you met Friday. That's the whole fucking thing. That shit popped off.
Is he fuckable?
Hey, chick on the phone. Would you fuck M.B.?
Is he fuckable?
I wouldn't. He already know that though. Already.
You wouldn't?
She said she would.
I would.
What? Well, what the fuck you waiting on?
Shut up.
I'm trying to help my nigga out. What
are you talking about? Trust me, I ain't gonna wait long.
I'm in a situation though.
Like, I'm in a hospital right now, so.
Damn, you making triple bitches?
Yo, I said the blood's on the book.
Fucking with you, baby. That's all right. Well, I hope you have a speedy recovery. I hope you feel better and get out.
Thank
I hope it ain't serious.
Thank
is it serious? Is it serious?
It was. I got hit by a car, but I'm cool.
Damn.
I'm right about,
you
know,
no money.
Damn.
Take your time to recover.
I'm getting that money.
It's not like we have people who get hit by a car call the show. I got to ask some questions. How the fuck did you get hit by a car? I'm just asking.
Crossing the street.
So you,
crossing the street.
What kind of car was it?
A truck, actually.
What kind of truck?
A truck. A Tundra.
A what?
A Tundra.
Was it a new Tundra?
Yeah.
No, an old ass one.
Oh, yeah, you might not get no money.
If it was like an old person, one of them old trucks, they got State Farm or some shit, or you with some AARP and shit, you gonna get some money.
Well, he old, so he probably got AARP.
Insurance.
Can you walk and shit?
No, not right now. No.
Yeah. Is your jaw wide shut?
No.
No.
Okay, so you can see yourself.
Yeah, man, shut up.
All right. So, I say go ahead, man. Try it with the crippled chick in the hospital. K100 internet ready.
Oh, I got to say what I like.
Okay, stay on the line, M.Dot. Stay on the line. Hold on, homie. All right, go ahead. What you want to say, Key?
I think that at the end of the day, some men do not like a woman, and not that she even got to be like one the homie, got too much nigga, whatever. They don't like a woman that they feel like knows a little bit too much about a man, because certain shit they can't get away with. Like, the same things that you saying y'all look for in a woman is the same shit that y'all take advantage of in women. Y'all take advantage of that emotion. You take advantage of them being real feminine, being ladies, because you like certain shit they won't do. You take everything that y'all say y'all look for, it's the same shit that you take advantage of. Some of that same shit is what caused a lot of women to get hurt. They had their feelings all fucked up. Y'all look for it, but then when you get it, you take advantage of it. Like, what the fuck is that about?
That's a dog ass nigga. Now.
No, not all the time. That's some shit that men do.
Anybody that take advantage of anybody is a dog ass motherfucker. I don't give a shit what the fuck, vice versa. I don't give a fuck what the scenario is. When you take advantage of a woman, you got to be clear that you're taking advantage of them, though. It needs to be crystal clear what when you're taking advantage of them now.
Okay, y'all take advantage of the fact that if she's real emotional and she's real caring and loving, you know that you can get away with, you can do some shit and get away with it a few times before she just blow up about that shit. She be like, okay, I understand. And you'll keep doing the shit even though you know it's wrong. You'll keep doing it just because you know what she is. You know if a woman love you, and she that type of woman, you can get away with some shit a few times
before you stop
doing it.
But I'm saying that, and that's the dog ass motherfucking in niggas. You feel me?
That's why some of them same niggas
just because that's what a man like, don't necessarily mean he like it because he want to take advantage of it, though. That's fucking bullshit.
I'm not saying that. I said that's just some of the same things that y'all look for are the exact.
But it doesn't mean
we're going to
take advantage of those things.
Most of the time, y'all do.
You feel me?
Let's keep that 100. Don't really.
What do you? Yeah, really.
Like, really?
Really? If
y'all like that shit because, like you said,
we don't like. No, you said
you,
you,
not,
you said we like it because we like to take advantage of it, and that's because we know we can take advantage.
No,
of it.
I'm saying
that.
You like it, but that's the same shit you take advantage of. You same shit you asking for when you get it. You just take all out advantage of the shit instead of just appreciating it and being like, okay, good, I got this. I'm gonna make sure because you know she a woman. You know she instead of make sure you nurture her and you know. Do what you need to do as a man, you be like, well, shit, since she like that, I can kind of. And you know when some of them don't know shit about men, they so naive about shit that you know certain shit you can do. Certain shit you can do with certain women that you would not even try with some other women.
And it's like that with men. So what's
it's the same way. It's the same thing, but I'm saying it's not fair to be like, oh, because she got some nigga in her, she this and that. Like, what the fuck? That's all me. That just means certain shit with me. You might can get away with that person, but not with that person.
So why is it that you don't like to be called cake master? When I tell you a motherfucking nigga like me won't be with half the motherfucking shit you pull with these other fucking niggas.
But here's the thing, I don't pull.
But you're not cake master when you do that, though. You're not cake master Key when you do that, though. You ain't cake master Key. You feel me, K100? You ain't cake master Key when you do that, though. You just taking advantage of them niggas.
If you try to say, I'm more like the homie, this and that. Since when do they cake the homies and this? So, yeah, I might be like that, but the majority of the time I'm not. Depending on what you pull out of me is what you get. Them niggas don't get the nigga. They get the lady. So they, I don't have to make them do shit. I don't have to ask them. They want, they treat me like that because they want to.
Man, listen, man.
Just because they want to. I don't have to ask
you
them niggas.
You take advantage of that.
I don't take advantage of
yes,
it.
You do.
Because I always
I
be like,
do.
No, I don't. I'll be like, you want me to pay?
You will have absolutely no interest in this nigga and let this nigga take you to Papa Do's a million fucking times, taking caking out $100 a pop.
If you want to do it, hell, I ain't got no problem with it.
And you taking advantage of that man. You know you don't want to deal with him like that. You are taking advantage. You know he likes you, but you're not going to fuck with him like that, but you're going to keep letting him spend his money on you.
Guess what, though? I'm the same key because I'll, and he'll know.
If that ain't the motherfucker,
he'll know. This is the same nigga. I still tell that nigga, be like, look, I'm telling you now, ain't no guarantee you're going to get the pussy. You know what
man,
I'm saying? Nigga, they know that shit. I'll pop. They don't give a fuck. They still, they do what they want because they want. So I tell them, nigga,
but you
quit.
Taking advantage of the
you
situation.
Ain't got to do
you
it.
You taking advantage of the fact that what? He wants to get your pussy.
Nigga, what?
That's what I'm trying to tell
that
you. You taking advantage of
whatever.
The situation.
No, that's
you
your,
doing the same
that's
thing.
That's him trying to buy the pussy after I told you it ain't for sale. That's your definition.
Come on, man.
You being a dumbass at right. That point.
All right. You trying to have your
if
case.
You trying to buy the pussy and I already told you it ain't for sale.
That shit go both ways. So just like you said, some
and
niggas take
advantage.
And if
you want to be a dumbass, by all means, be a dumbass. And I
some
can
niggas
I get
take advantage.
Stuff, can I get the stuffed shrimp montage and a damn swamp thing? Thank you.
Of course.
Of course
you can't
I
master
can.
Key.
Because I'm not one of the homies. I'm a lady.
Okay.
Hi.
The point is, you may be right about the point that you made, but I'm equally as right.
Okay.
When women take advantage of motherfucking cake-ass niggas knowing they ain't finna fuck with any, or they don't give a fuck about this nigga, but they gonna let this nigga cake and buy and fill their head up with goddamn false
shit. I don't fill their head up with false shit. That's where
yeah,
you draw the line
time,
right there.
Every motherfucking time you go out with this nigga, you know goddamn, stop going out with him then. Stop making spend money
they
on
just like, they don't
stop
have to spend money
him.
On me. That's
stop
what I'm saying.
Him.
Whenever I go out with
stop
someone,
going
I
out
have
with
money.
Nigga, you know you ain't gonna fuck with them. You ain't gonna do it.
You don't have to. Why I got a fucking nigga
it.
Just to go out? That's the whole point. Why
nah,
do you gotta
on,
be
man.
Fucking somebody?
You know these niggas trying
why
to get with you.
Why you just can't have no friends?
These niggas are trying to get with you. Stop going out with niggas who don't have a chance.
Man, what the fuck
y'all? Stop. Okay, then. So you taking advantage of the situation?
No.
Let's open up the phone line.
You don't have to fucking fuck just because you're going out.
T. Lewis, Shay, Big Bully Streets. M. B. Jenna, Michigan girl. Okay.
I don't give a fuck about how loud
you talk. I'm just saying, nigga, this
motherfucking.
I love it.
Y'all heard what the fuck just happened now. I ain't saying it keep rolling. I'm not even saying. She right. Some niggas
that's just like
take
you
advantage.
You some y'all niggas, fuck 1,000 women and you don't plan on wife or none. You just want to fuck all
oh,
of them. That's
my
what
God.
Y'all do. You taking advantage
oh,
of them, right?
No, I'm not taking advantage
it's the same
of
them. Shit.
Trying to match though.
Of course,
I think
9.9 of them niggas out of 10 trying to smash.
10 out of 10 of them niggas is trying to smash.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you accept the invitation and they feeling like there's a chance.
Thank you, bully.
Bullshit. No,
man.
So what are you telling me?
If
that's the case, I would never go out with nobody ever. Nigga, all the niggas wanna fuck.
So you go out with
them. Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, you not getting the pussy, and they don't care. They like,
so
but guess what? They
you
be like,
you just taking care, of, taking advantage of cake niggas because they got a cake
niggas. They just be like, you still
they're
cool.
Cake niggas.
No,
they cake niggas. They fucking got disability.
The whole point is that they still think it's a chance. They still think it's an outside chance.
So they can think that. That's just like when y'all.
But yeah, at the same time, ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Ain't nobody saying you're a bad person.
Yeah,
okay. Take advantage of people sometimes, shit. It's all right. It's not a bad thing. It ain't gonna make you a bad person. Motherfucker, mine.
Check this out. my homegirls, right, met up with some dude, right? He got his own business, motherfucker making 30 grand a month, right? So, anyways, he's fucking feeling this one girl, her homegirl. And he basically took both of them out all day, all night. Motherfuckers ate shrimp, lobster, and all that. All on him.
And?
Just met him that day.
They
got lucky. They met a cake nigga. They had
I know he fucked. She didn't finish the story. She gonna say he fucked. He fucked one of them.
No. No.
He didn't get no pussy.
No, nothing.
That night. Let me tell y'all something right now. Nigga Gucci just threw a bitch out of the car for the same shit. That's what's gonna start happening to them bitches like that. He just threw a bitch out of the car for the same shit.
That, you know, that was like him taking a bitch to McDonald's.
Yeah,
he made $30 a month.
He got too much money. So we ain't talking about niggas like that. He's too fucking rich. $30,000 a month, that's like a happy meal to the chicken, okay? So it sounds like you dealing with some goddamn broke-ass motherfucking hoes. They goddamn never go to no goddamn well but McDonald's. And the motherfucker got a little money. Them hoes went ham. They should have fucking sucked his dick. Bitch, you privileged.
Right.
Should have
fucking destroyed the whole country for this philosophy.
Jump
hole. Give him a mud nigga. And they'll never see that nigga again. He out.
Should have fucked Uzi.
You got to talk to him right. You can mind fuck him.
Saying, nigga, that's why there's need. That's why there's a need for pimps in America. I don't know where the fuck all pimps went. You know what I mean? That's why there's a need right there. So that's why there's a need for pimps in America right there.
They went down and as soon as we lost Pimp C. Rest in peace, Chad Butler. Hello, how are you?
That motherfucker, did he pay some bills for you and some shit?
Hold on, we'll get these blackballed in Texas talking about Pimp C. That'll make everybody stop calling my show if I say that. That's like me saying something about Lil Boosie. Now,
I don't
even
know
who
wish I would have met him because they talk about him like
that. It's just they talk about the Texas. Pimp C is fucking one of them. If you don't like Pimp C, check the fuck out.
I like him. I do like him.
No, I do too. I grew up on him. But if you don't like him, if you got,
got
some,
no room
on
his neck, everybody
lying
from him.
You better not say you don't like that nigga. You better not say you don't like Lil Boosie. You trying to do some shit in Louisiana? Fuck is wrong with you?
And you better not come around Texas with that shit. We don't play.
Yeah. Uncle Luke all day. We from Florida. We'll be like, fucking nigga, I don't know.
Uncle Luke for Congress, nigga, all day.
I wish I could go over that nigga. I would.
You know you run for Congress and shit.
I thought you run for mayor of Miami.
Well, the same shit. You don't do politics, nigga. Same shit.
Oh, man. All right. So, look, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Anybody, real quick, want to holler about anything? We got a couple of my, Michigan girls still on the line. You know what I'm saying? Shay still on the line. You know what I mean? Anybody want to holler about anything before we go?
Yeah, you a
bomb
for that mask. How you gonna mask me for clean it too good? Damn it, man.
You don't need to keep your
house
that clean. What's wrong with you?
I ain't wondering how to
fuck
you, man.
I'm gonna need you to clean your contact. Maybe I need to
send
you some of that Windex
for
your contact.
Damn. You know what? I wanna holler about something. You know what I'm saying? I wanna holler about something right now.
What's
this one I holler about right now.
Who that will?
Hey, what's good with y'all? How y'all doing?
How you doing? Yeah.
There you go. That's what I want to holler about. There you go. Carry on.
Oh, my God.
Yo. Lady yeah. Stripper dance.
Lady stripper dance. What I want to holler about. The one thing I want to holler about. I don't mean to cut nobody off. You know, even though I'm not famous or I'm not an independent artist or rapper.
Me either.
I let me on Facebook, Billy Bad Phoenix, Twitter, Billy Bad Phoenix. You know what I'm saying? Blizzom, I support Blizzom every show, every time, or like either when I get home from work and I see him inviting me, you know what I'm saying? I tag him on, I get him on my friends list, be like, hey, support this cat. Good quality gets good support. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Exactly.
I carry on.
So y'all make sure y'all, I put Billy Bad Phoenix into the Facebook group. So if you got a Twitter and a Facebook, make sure you send him a friend request. He's a cool dude, though. He's not going to start flooding you. Now, Billy Bad Phoenix, please don't make a fucking lie out of me And so I hollered all the motherfucking chicks on my list now.
Hey, look, I'm not going to talk to nobody that you done mess with now. If it's a new chick and I'm attracted to her, look, if it's a chick on your friend's list I'm attracted to and she talked to me, I'm going to holler. You know what I'm saying? We're going to carry combo and see where it goes from there. Now, if I feel like a homie, now, hold on. If I feel like a homie, then, you know, we're going to keep it on that homie perspective. But if I'm attracted to her and I see her more than a homie type of status, you know, we're going to take it there. And if she like me, she like me. If she don't, she don't. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It is what it is.
Every female on this phone is in the private group. Now, you may not know our real names just yet, but all four of us on the phone right now is in the private group.
Yeah.
Right.
You should be able to figure mine out.
Right.
Nah, right. I just now learned who Michigan girl was.
I didn't know.
We get ready to get up out of here, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Everybody, make sure you check me out tomorrow for episode 188. Hey, anybody got any suggestions? What should we talk about tomorrow? Anybody got any suggestions? Hello?
Yeah, give us some time to sleep on that.
Hey, those who club, hold on. Those who club a lot. There we go.
Club a lot? Nah, we did a club a lot show already. You did?
Yeah.
Okay, I might have missed that one. Okay.
What about hygiene?
We did hygiene already.
Oh, yeah.
I'll find something.
All right,
I mean, what's next freak of me, son? I need my extra points. I need my extra freak of me points, fam.
At 100 episodes. So we're coming up on 200, and then we're going to do another freak of me.
What's going to be on 200?
No. Freak.
I said once every one.
Oh, I got some more points, Key. What you mean? That's some more points of my freaking
word.
Okay, you know what? This is a good question right here. How much is too much?
Of what?
Anybody just showing that?
What? Too much what?
How much is too much?
Just too much.
That sounds a little familiar.
We ain't never. I mean, just too much of what? Too much fucking, drinking, smoking, working.
Oh no, I haven't specified that yet. But that's the question of the day. That should be another topic. How much is too much?
I mean, you can put out there
too much ass. Too much.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna go back to my. Oh, but you know what? Also, another thing. You know what I can do? I can go back to my old topics of discussion I be posting on Facebook. It's something that I don't think Blizzum or even so much as Nuna Jr. talk about. And I give and I put that out there and see what everybody thinks. On the K100 page.
Right. We'll put it out there and see what's popping. Make sure you can interact a lot on that page as far as a group, dude. Like I said, it's a secret group for a reason because it's like, you know what I'm saying, we want to let people in there who really got some real shit to say. You don't flood the page with a whole bunch of bullshit or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's real cool people in there. Everybody grown. Everybody respect everybody's opinion. I felt like Billy Bad Phoenix, I've listened to what he said on the show and supported the show enough to where I felt like he warranted being in the group. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You feel me? Y'all make sure
you tag around them parts. You tag.
Yeah, right. Appreciate all right, it. So everybody be easy to tomorrow for episode 188.
Y'all
was
the lady in me right there. Y'all showing that easy a
little bit. Y'all post up somebody is, I'm ending the show with a song. You want to hear it? Here it go. Big Bully, automatic. I'll let y'all tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Automatic. Seen a caddy on the lot. I just gotta have. lane, hit the lane, hit the lane. I'm a boss if you wanna get dead, get dead. That's why I fuck your bitch on my section. On my section. Just so I let you know, had her on the X and no. I'm a futuristic fantastic, get the lesson, get the lesson. Everywhere I be, funny how y'all used to rap. Now these niggas sound like me. Choppers make them Harlem shake, AK make them lean and rock. Tech 9 make them bobbin. We stop, pop, lock and drop. Tell me where the ladies at. Texas where I need to be. Rockin' my gold bully hat. Driving in the latest V. This shit here is plain to see. I'm just what they came to see. I'm just what the people want. Haters, don't be mad at me. Super duper all the time. Niggas try to copy mine. Bitches always yelling next tell.
Can you let me ride?
Them just automatic homes. They give automatic brains. Futuristic, fantastic, stupendous, everything. Roger Davis, but everything.